Newsnation.com. Tomorrow's news today. Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
July 2026. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Gavin McGinnis, who I really think is a great person, I like a lot, who's pretty much become a neocon, pro-war Lindsey Graham acolyte, will be debating myself and Rex Jones coming up in the second hour today. Obviously, we had the funeral of Lindsey Graham yesterday, and that was a really horrifying fiasco. And out of it, we were told by President Trump and by the White House and by his surrogates that Trump has never been closer to Benjamin Netanyahu than he is now, and that he really agrees with him, and that, quote, Trump is going to blow the SH-T out of Iran after they launched attacks on U.S. forces in the region overnight. And we were, quote, barely able to intercept them. Of course, the United States and Israel continue to bomb Iranian targets as well. No peace deal has ever been done 151 days into this nightmare fiasco. So escalation is here. Escalation is happening. And I want to be very clear about the massive news we've got today. I'm going to hit the war news, and I'm going to move out of it very, very quickly. So we'll get back into that with Gavin McGinnis. But it is huge, but just all the updates on the progression on the threat escalation ladder. Then Fauci taking the fifth over and over again in front of the Senate yesterday. The walls are closing in on him. This is very powerful information. We'll be getting to that. And then Candace Owens got the raw footage, no one's denying it, from leakers who are upset about what's happening, of the reported assassin, whoever he is, on the rooftop there at the university, shooting Charlie Kirk. Now, this does a lot of things. I'm just looking for the truth here. I still don't know exactly what happened. This is the ultimate whodunit. It makes the JFK assassination look cut and dry with its magic bullet. But this new footage, that is the footage that they showed in court but wouldn't show the public a month ago, discredits what people said who saw it, saying that you can see his face, see him pull the trigger. You can't do that. But what it does do is discredit the exploding microphone theory, which I never put people down for looking at, because it had a lot of compelling angles to it. But it also discredits everybody saying that the guy, whoever the shooter is, put the scope on, and that he had this limp, which he doesn't have, or he doesn't pull the rifle pieces out of his pants. It just totally discredits the official story as well, but debunks some of the speculation, at least partially. And so we're going to be analyzing that extremely important information. That is all coming up. In fact, I intend to hit it all in this first hour, and then obviously debate it and revisit it with Gavin McGinnis, Rex Jones co-hosting with me, and more today. And, of course, we have a lot of other really important news. Sam Altman of OpenAI is like, yes, AI will make you obsolete. AI is taking over. There's nothing you can do to stop it. Just be demoralized. Just get down the ground and kiss your ass goodbye. Also, Ford's been remotely killing cars when we're driving down the road. They're trying to deny that. It's actually in the terms of service. All these companies are put kill switches in the cars by law. Cameras watching you. Live-time AI. It's incredible. We got a bunch of news on that. This is going to be one hell of a transmission today. Be sure and share the live feeds now at Real Alex Jones on X and our mothership site, AlexJonesLive.com, as well as Rumble.com/.
Lord Vader, the rebellion is exposing your lies. We are the resistance, and we're taking down the Empire's deep state machine once and for all.
Get this guy off my screen. Can we go to clip 50? Clip 50. Guys, what's going on back there? All I wanted was Clip 50. I sent it this morning. You should have had it. I'm not mad at the crew. I am not mad at the crew, but I am mad at you. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and make the purchase now.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Well, unfortunately, as we speak on this Wednesday, July 29th, 2026, live transmission to millions of Americans, other great pro-human patriots around the world, I can guarantee you in the future, if we're able to stay on air, this broadcast is just going to get more hardcore, more intense, more incredible, because the world, the universe, is getting that way with 10 million people on this planet, all these super advanced weapons, all the incredible technological developments, the unprecedented war and starvation. There's also a lot of good developments happening, but bottom line, we're living in extremely interesting, dangerous, horrifying, but also beautiful times. It is a wide spectrum of so much. Thank you for joining us today. Wow. The Iran situation, Lindsey Graham's funeral, Trump saying, I'm closer to Netanyahu than ever. We're going to blow the SH-T out of Iran. We have just gone right over the edge of a cliff, as the experts predicted, in threat escalation. We're going to be hitting that first, but moving quickly out of it. Then we have Fauci taking the fifth over and over again, not looking so arrogant now as the walls close in Congress yesterday. Absolutely amazing. We have Candace Owens. Was leaked by people upset inside the court system. The raw surveillance footage, we were told a month ago, or 3 weeks ago during that preliminary hearing, proved it was Tyler Robinson. All these people that were there in the court, reporters, some of which I know and have been friends, said, oh, you could see his face. You could see him pull the trigger. And now we get the actual footage that they didn't want us to see. And you can't see any of that. But everything on the video contradicts 100% the official FBI report and what they said, and the way the person is dressed. They're not putting the rifle together, the scope on it. They appear to be signaling. It's not a flash off a car. You see him waving some type of basically flag, even a classic signal. This person, obviously highly trained, doing some of the infantry maneuvers. So the official story has completely fallen apart. This also, though, discredits, at least partially, the exploding microphone, which, again, you do see the kinetic energy. You do see the shirt flap. You do see all that. I was saying, because the feds ordered the concrete dug up in the days after and everything poured over it. It was bizarre. They were trying to hide something. This is the ultimate whodunit. I think anybody that tells you they know exactly what happened unless they were involved is wrong. Or lying, but this is the ultimate whodunit, because it gives me a headache with all the different angles and trying to figure out what happened. What I do know, just from history and the way people operate, the way assassinations work, is theories that TPUSA and a bunch of the staff and crew that had known Charlie in some cases 15 years, most of them 5, 10 years, and I know some of these people, the fact they would all be in a giant conspiracy and that they would all keep quiet and be part of it, that's just not how the universe works. Okay. Now that I'm not saying Candace Owens is bad either. She's been vindicated in many ways. And I think she believes what she's doing is right. And the Cash Patel ordered foreign involvement covered up and any accomplices covered up when you had 10 different tranny supporters saying that he would be killed in a few days when he came to town and the day before. So it's good to investigate this, but as we go through the different theories and different witnesses and things, when things are disproven, it's important to look at which ones are disproven, which ones we're not sure of, which ones have been proven. But this new footage puts things squarely in the column of a government cover-up, and all the other evidence does that as well. Now the question is, what is being covered up? How was this actually done? And whenever I get up here on air and point out that, no, I don't think dozens of people at TPUSA were involved, you know, in this assassination, and they were all coordinating. That's not how these assassinations work. You study how our government does it, how other governments do it, how corporations do it. That is not the way. You don't put all these variables in with a whole bunch of people. If you want to know how people get told to go kill somebody, let's say from the military, it's not hardly ever enlisted people that are in the military that would go out and do these assassination type operations. It's just like in the movie Apocalypse Now, written by Millis, where the captain goes in, three-star general's there. He's obviously worked for him before. He plays dumb when they meet. No, I don't know you. I never worked for I-Corps or the CIA. I didn't assassinate these people. And obviously, he'd been assassinating people under the general's orders. They have the CIA guy there, the assistant adjunct to the general, and you have the captain, the officer, who's going to be sent to kill Colonel Kurtz. And they never even say, kill him. They say, terminate the colonel's command. And he goes, terminate the colonel. He goes, he's out there operating completely out of his mind, commanding troops in the field. Now, that's how people get the order to go kill somebody. That's accurate. It's been declassified. It's come out in the Congress. I had family that did those jobs as Army officers, and they didn't give great specifics before they died. Two of them basically told the same story. Okay? But even more, go here and there'll be an envelope under a trash can. And then you pull the envelope out and then there's your order. And it's just like a Mission Impossible. This is your mission if you choose to accept it. They don't even have to accept these missions. And then if they accept, they call like a phone number in the old days, put in a code, and then they're given more information. They don't even tell you who's killing you to go kill people. That way no one can be caught. Okay. You don't go to Fort Huachuca. You don't have 12 colonels there and some famous con man wanders in and they're all sitting there with Eric Kirk. That's not how it's done, boys and girls. That said, I criticized the Huachuca thing because I knew it was a setup to try to discredit Candace. I've had people try to plant stuff on me before. So I've been down this path. I've had more experience than she has. I'm not putting her down. And I was genuinely concerned. People got really pissed at me thinking, oh, everything that we say, you know, is saying the government did it. That has to be listened to and believed out of hand. No. But this footage she got, and she does an incredible job with all her sources. She continues to do this. It's groundbreaking, is amazing. And I commend her for releasing it. And because it completely destroys the official narrative, 110%. And so it's absolutely amazing. We're going to spend some good amount of time on that coming up, probably at the start of the next hour. I may start getting to it this hour, but it's going to take a good 30 minutes. And then Gab McGinnis is coming on. We're going to have a debate, myself and Rex Jones, with Gab, who I love, who's an icon of liberty. So much of our movement's because of him. He's an OG. He has really morphed in many ways, at least on the war front, into like Lindsey Graham's spirit animal. and he does so much good. The guy's so funny. I just love Gavin. But this is ridiculous. So that's coming up. And then Rex has got a state rep from Tennessee on who's running for governor. But the running for governor's a side issue. It's important. This guy's really smart and a true populist. And he's the type of up-and-comers we have. That are going to continue to fill up the Republican Party as we continue to build our beachhead in the Republican Party. I wish we could reform the Democratic Party, but we'll see about that. Now, let me just visit something from yesterday first before I get into the main Iran tranche of news and get Rex's take on that as well. And it's this. We had Grok, And we had the fact checkers, the community notes, over on X at Real Alex Jones and at AJN Live, the network, at AJN Live, just at AJN, the initials, Live. Be sure to follow us there on X. Had a heyday saying there is no draft being prepared. The Selective Service Director from the president simply has AI go out, and it's basically bids for different companies to see which ones they're going to use to implement the draft. And so there is no draft. Nothing's happening. Let's sleepwalk into doom. Let me explain. And I explained then, but I'll explain to everybody now, okay? I'm not someone that waits till CNN says something is true. I'm not someone that waits till the Wall Street Journal says it. I said a few weeks into Trump's new administration that with what's happening with Russia and Ukraine and Iran and all of it, it's a global proxy war between China, Russia, and the EU, the globalists, the United States, and that we are in a new world war. And within a few weeks, started getting announced, top analysts, okay, we're officially in a new world war, okay? But governments never say that. They don't even call these wars, okay? So I'm a leader, okay? And the public, you're leaders as well. So if you see a yellow duck swimming around in a pond by your house, and you tell your neighbors, look at that yellow duck, and they say, well, CNN didn't say it was a yellow duck. I have to hear them say it's a yellow duck first. You just laugh at them, or you know, things along those lines. Or if the stuff that AI is connected to, the authoritative sources, that's how it operates, is ADL, so the Poverty Law Center, and CNN, and they say authoritative sources say men can't have babies. Biological men who have no uterus or no vagina, they can have babies. And you see the heads of medical schools, the heads of federal agencies, federal judges, Supreme Court nominees that got approved. What is a biological woman? Can't say. Well, it's an adult Homo sapien, female mammal. It's a female mammal, Homo sapien, that is gone through puberty. I mean, that is the definition. Okay. Now the fact checkers will still tell you over at Gemini, over at Google, and over at ChatGPT, that's not true. Well, okay, great. I mean, if they say Santa Claus is real, and I say he's not, I don't care. Okay, so they're telling you that this isn't a war in Iran. They're telling you we've won it over and over again. They're telling you that inflation isn't bad. Trump's saying he got inflation under control. Trump's saying the economy's great. He says there's no affordability crisis. No affordability crisis when everything's basically doubled in prices in the last 5-6 years. And it was getting better for a little while, you know, slowing the increase. Now it's accelerated the increase. And so I don't need Grok or ChatGPT to tell me when it's raining. If I'm outside, it's raining. I don't need to check the local weather app. You know, many times growing up in Dallas, I saw tornadoes. Tornadoes kind of stopped north of Austin. I've only seen like one in Austin, but I saw tornadoes every year in Austin. You drive down the road and you'd see one. And we lived up on a hill above a lake. Almost every year you'd see Lake Ray Hubbard. You'd see a tornado come across, you know, from like Rowlett across the lake. And then my dad would say, watch this. We'd sit out there on the balcony and it'd be a big gray, dirty, you know, tornado with all the dust in it, tearing up trees and houses. And then when it hit the water, it would turn blue, it'd do a water spout. And then my dad would say, it'll probably dissipate now that it's sucking up water. And it would dissipate. And I go, wow, Dad. He goes, it's still getting circulation, though. It's still turning. I bet when it comes back across to our side, it reforms. And I'd sit there and watch it hit the land and reform. I didn't need to have a weather degree. I didn't need to be a meteorologist. Neither did my dad. He grew up in East Texas. Had tornadoes hit his, tear their house up one time. Remember my dad told me about ball lightning when I was a kid. Hitting the front yard. Went up on top of the house, went down the chimney, and then shot into the kitchen. There was an open door on the stove, the old-fashioned stove with a stovepipe to the roof, shot up the stovepipe and shot out the top of the house. Now, that sounded crazy when I was a little kid, but I knew my dad didn't BS me. And then years later, when YouTube came along, you can type in ball lightning and see it do it for yourself. I don't need to be a meteorologist to know what ball lightning is. I got told about it. My daddy don't lie to me. I could look it up in the encyclopedia, and now I can see thousands of them on YouTube. It's pretty cool. So they want to sleepwalk us into this war. We're in it. They passed a law last year to implement the Selective Service unvoluntarily, so it used to be voluntary, though they can trigger it and make it the law that you have to do it, but voluntarily you're supposed to sign up. Now it's no longer that, and now they're implementing the AI to go out and doing simulations of drafting you. And you've got all the neocons and the Israel firsters and the guy that they, you know, financed the primarying of Massey in Kentucky. You can pull up his speeches. We've played them. So we got to have a full draft implemented now for the war. Pentagon says they don't have enough recruits. The airports when I flew out of Austin last week or Saturday were just full of troops flying out to the Middle East. So it's on, okay? So we're in a new world war, and it's escalating. They are preparing to conscript. That doesn't mean Trump might not back off this and get some sanity. But generally, as I predicted 151 days ago, the strait will be closed. The mullahs won't fall. Trump will be embarrassed. He'll try to get an off-ramp. The mullahs will overplay their hand because they hold the cards on the strait. Plus, they think their back's against the wall. They will push Trump, and then he will escalate and use nukes and or ground invasion, starting, I said, probably with some small area of the strait or some island. Then when the troops get killed, that will be used as the pretext. Oh, my God, they killed our troops, full invasion. Now, I said all that before anybody else. And now you see it being warned on all over the news. You see Joe Kent coming on the show saying it. He's a smart guy, 12 combat tours, Army Special Operations, CIA, his wife killed over there. And I'm not saying he's getting this information from me. The reason the Pentagon reports that have come out mirror what I said previously, and the reason everybody else mirrors what I say, it's not that they're getting it from me. This is from deep study, so we understand the methodology of threat escalation ladders. We understand all the different regions, the different geopolitical pieces, how they all fit together, because we're obsessed with it. A lot of people know all the sports scores and, you know, the size of the jock strap of their favorite basketball player. I don't know all that stuff, okay? I don't even know who most of the NBA teams are. I'm sorry. Don't have room for it. But I do know a lot of stuff about this, and I continue to research it and study it. So you can grok me all day and say, oh, there's no plan for a draft. Oh, there's nothing going on. Nothing to see here. No, ladies and gentlemen. You can, the Democrats, the majority of them have voted. In fact, I forgot to tell the crew this. Hit webs. It'll be old news. They've done it in a couple of years. Democrats, majority of Democrats in Congress vote for reinstituting national draft. Majority of Democrat lawmakers want national draft. They have come within a couple votes in Trump's first administration and even with Biden. But some Democrats voted no and a bunch of Republicans voted no. So anybody with a memory knows the Democrats love conscription. They love COVID lockdowns. Obama said we need a domestic military force, intelligence force, just as big, just as strong as our military. Remember that quote when he was running for office? We need a domestic security force just as big and just as strong as our military. And that's like a commie Obama police thing. Okay? You try to implement it through AmeriCorps and other things. So this is what they want. Europe has brought, in most of their countries, the draft back. Now I'm talking about an EU-wide draft, which would mean the EU finally becomes a total federal system. And there it goes. Bill to restore the draft is defeated in the House. 2004. I mean, there have just been countless of those. The last time they were doing this was about 6 years ago. Okay? So let's just get that straight, that there are a bunch of people that want a national draft. And they're doing it in the EU, including women, and they're selling the idea of this everywhere. And so when I get up here on air and I say they're preparing the draft, it's because I've made all the computations and political, mathematical, and that's what they are. It's really mathematical. It's weighing things. And you can see the trend. You know what's happening. And Trump has been leaning towards ground invasion for months and doubling down, and now he's signaled. He said, I'm with Netanyahu more than ever. All his surrogates said they're with Netanyahu. Everybody basically groveled with their body language and just prostrated themselves before Netanyahu yesterday. Secretary of Defense, Secretary of State. It was a disgusting fiasco. And so we're going to go to break here in a few minutes and come back and go through that. But first, some good news from the funeral. And I don't know if you saw this. But it's clip 19 we're about to play. I don't know if listeners saw this, but if we get rid of the mullahs, I'm all for it. I'm mad because the Pentagon told Trump it's going to fail. I looked at their analysis, even the declassified one, and of course it's everything I already said. And I said, this is just known. Okay, this is not going to work. They're not going to fall. Lindsey Graham and Netanyahu are lying to everybody to get chaos and to get us into a proxy war so they can grab greater Israel from Lebanon, Syria, and other areas. And the globalist above it, BlackRock, want a world depression, world recession, bare minimum, so they can consolidate money and power and loan us out their new central bank digital currencies. And now BlackRock's so happy because the world recovery is failing. One-third of the fertilizer is not going through, mass starvation, huge migrant waves. And so I said, if they could just teleport the mullahs to Mars and boom, and then we wouldn't put in a regime that was worse or break the country in three parts like Israel wants to do, I would hypothetically be for it. But that doesn't mean I'm for it, because it's not going to happen. Just like they replaced Maduro with the real dictator that ran it, the communist vice president, and now that's a viceroy state that is controlled by the real viceroy, and that is Marco Rubio, who they admit runs the country through the communist dictator. So I don't want to overthrow Cuba and then just put Raul Castro in prison and then put his underlings in charge, which the CIA is meeting with them about. If we're going to have those regime changes, it should be for good. But notice it's not, because criminals at the top run the permanent bureaucracy known as the deep state. But they unveiled, it was Trump's decision, kind of like Putin showed that nuclear submarine thing, you know, 8-9 years ago that can fire the hydrogen bomb torpedoes that causes a giant tsunami. They unveiled, I don't know if you noticed this, the secret weapon that will be able to take out all the mullahs, can destroy in deep underground bases better than tactical nuke, their nukes, which I told you they have, which they now admit they have. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to roll this twice because it's incredible. They unveiled the secret weapon, ladies and gentlemen, yesterday. Let's run it three times back to back. This is so fast. They just flash it for a second. But they have now revealed to the world the one of the secret weapons that controls time and space that the White House science art talked about last year. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a game changer. Trump is preparing to use the secret weapons. It was unveiled at Lindsey Graham's funeral. Here it is. Ladies and gentlemen, he has transcended time and space. He was impregnated by the goblin god Fauci with the mutagenic zombie juice when they were copulating in homosexual sex, and it made him an undead general of Satan. And now with the ladybug bubble wand, we didn't realize that when he was at Disneyland, the orb was sucking the energy, the life force out of the children. This way he was there for 3 days wandering around behind kids. The orb sucks up their energy, and now it's fully charged as the death ray to take out the mullahs. So they better give up right now. All right, things are so hardcore, I thought I'd have a little bit of fun. For CNN and others fact-checking me. I know this is AI. This is satire. This was not real.
There's a massive sale going on right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Huge. Ultimate summer sale. 50% off Ultimate Power, Freedom, Mango, and Patriot Punch. If you loved Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy, this is basically the same formula, but even stronger with some other ingredients added that make it even better. Time-released with all the key minerals and vitamins and cofactors. It is incredible. Methylene Red Capsules. This is a proprietary product that goes with methylene blue, but by itself supercharges your cells and your whole body as a stimulant, but doesn't feel like one with no letdown. It would take an hour to get into Ultra Methylene Red. The capsules are now in Ultimate Methylene Red. I should spend 5 minutes just telling you what this does. Go read the ingredients. Ask ChatGPT or Grok about it. Ask them what these things will do for you. In fact, I did this with the Methylene Red when it came out 6 months ago. I want to do that again and just show you what it says about it. I mean, this is high-end stuff at a low price. You can get it for 50% off right now. Methylene Red Capsules, introducing those. Mind-fueled nootropic energy shots, all 50% off. 40% off zeolite tincture, detoxifying, upper spike protein, and it's good for your whole body getting heavy metals out. Methylene Blue tincture, 40% off. CMOS gummies, 40% off. Shilajit gummies, 40% off. Methylene Blue gummies, 40% off. Ultimate Chill, which is the kava and all the rest of it. You'll be totally calm, but also focused. That goes great with Ultimate Energy. You stack them. And a whole bunch of other big discounts as well. 30% off all apparel. Most of the apparel has like a 75% markup. If it's a small, it costs less, so it's 100%. When you buy like an XXL, it's less than 100% markup. It's like 75%. So when you have 30% off on the apparel, we're making like $5 on it. The widest selection of Patriot shirts of every different design, configuration. It is the widest selection. It's over 800 different shirts. It's ridiculous. The new line that I designed is, I think, pretty good. Rebel Scum since 1776. The Betsy Ross flag, less 1984, more 1776 in muscle shirts. A whole bunch of other really cool stuff now at thealexshowstore.com. I love this lightweight, so-called dress shirt, but it's a very special type of shirt from a great manufacturer. Super lightweight, amazing. We now have the boxer shorts, and they're not boxer like underwear. You know, the classic boxer shorts that aren't long and aren't short. They're just kind of medium. They're my favorite type. I picked these out. I picked the brand. I said, this is the type of short I like. And it's you know, what everybody I see wears at the gym. I mean, it's just that they're great. And it's got a ring of stars with 1776 on the right hip. Very clean, very nice. We're adding a lot of new apparel at thealexjonesstore.com. And every order right now, and it's about to end in the next few days, it's a free mystery t-shirt. You just put your size in, you get a free mystery t-shirt with every order that's $29 or more at thealexjonesstore.com. That is a hell of a deal right now. We have all these pure Americana beauties. We've got the new white trash collection that we should pull up and show people. That's what I'm calling it, because I always see truckers and stuff wearing it. I mean that affectionately. But it's, you know, a beautiful Daisy Duke or beautiful blonde, beautiful brunette, you know, with 1776 across it, Texas flag, rebel flags, American flags, Gadsden flags. We got a whole bunch of these Texas Rebel limited edition vintage style t-shirt. I love it. These are obnoxious. If you're going to go big. There's a whole line of those bad boys with the beautiful ladies on them right now at thealexjonesstore.com. We have the very best shower filters with the highest ratings, cutting out the most garbage at the lowest price. We've got the silver collectible 250-year anniversary with the amazing, my favorite cross, Jerusalem cross. Those are going to be gone soon. Thealexjonesstore.com, and you stand with us, and you know that all the great work we're doing is because of you. You are the reason we're here. You are the InfoWar. Thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I want to finish up on the insane new escalations on the Iran. Potentially world-ending, definitely economy-wrecking, mass destruction, death, fiasco. And then I'm going to get into Fauci taking the fifth. Unbelievable. The wall's closing in. The Charlie Kirk development's biggest yet. Massive transmission. Debate with Gavin McGinnis is coming up. Rex Jones riding shotgun. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thanks for being here. Now, finishing up with Iran. Haven't really gotten meat potatoes yet. I want to make one more point about yesterday. was, you know, top of drudge, all over the news. Alex Jones calls for Trump's impeachment, 25th Amendment, war powers resolution to revoke the war powers, which we're at war. They're supposed to declare war. That's the law, the Constitution. I said, whatever we got to do, because as much good as Trump's done on many fronts with the border and trying to get jobs back and things like that, letting a foreign power like Israel run our foreign policy, talk about how it's ideal that we're fighting and dying for them, they're not going to join us with ground troops, but pushing for that, the NDAA, merging our military and intelligence with them, it's treason, okay? And I agree with Tucker Carlson that people that vote for this and lobby for this, when we take this country back, it needs to be Nuremberg-style trials. I mean, these people are leading us into war like Hitler attacking Russia with Operation Barbarossa. This is serious. I mean, this makes me get butterflies and have serious anxiety. And folks, I don't get butterflies. I don't get anxiety. I've spoken to 10,000 people, zero butterflies. I've had people pull knives, guns on me. I'm not trying to act tough, but I'm extremely confident. Okay. And if anything, I have to control getting angry to a threat or a challenge. This, at a cellular level, I am enraged, I am upset, and I am sick to my stomach for my children and for everybody else's children in this damn beautiful planet God gave us on the course we're on. And it's mainline top military analysts. It's all the big think tanks, the big war games. You know this, too. You're smart. I mean, this is a bad trajectory that goes from bad to worse. And you notice it's following the bad trajectory like we predicted, because this has been so war-gamed. I mean, this is, if you drink a handle of Jack Daniels from the time you're 15, most people by the time they're 50 are going to get liver cancer or kidney failure and going to die. Maybe you got weird genetics and some people drink that much whiskey and live to 90, but they're one out of a million. Or if you smoke five packs of cigarettes a day, you're going to get lung cancer in 20 years. If you're a race car driver, and you stay in the, you know, for 20 years and you win, and you're the most winning NASCAR driver, statistically, you're going to die. That's why, you know, the top greats, you know, end up dying or getting super hurt and have to quit. Not to mention the names, Earnhardt, all of them. I mean, it's a statistical thing. And now we're way out there on the edge. And it just gets worse and worse by the minute. I'm getting chills right now. I mean, just at a gut level, a spiritual level, whenever I know I'm saying something really true, the Holy Spirit just puts a hand on me and goes, say more of that. That's what you need to be saying. And I know you can feel it, too. It's not just intellectual. It's not just military. It's not just economic. You can feel it. Whew, I'm getting chills right now, really bad ones, because the truth is being stated here. So I take no pleasure in coming out and saying we have to do whatever we have to hit the brakes on Trump. And it doesn't mean we're going to get the impeachment. It doesn't mean we're going to get the 25th Amendment. But it gets his attention. I would imagine today or tomorrow, I'll be a low IQ idiot again and a panicking, because the people that were right and warned him and were his original supporters, we're the idiots, we're the morons, but the never Trumpers, the people that supported Biden when he stole the election in 2020, Netanyahu, all of them, people that said, damn Trump to hell, Lindsey Graham, Ben Shapiro, Mark Levin, they're the angels. They're the good ones because they tell him he was right. They tell him how smart he is. They tell him how beautiful all this is when he knows they were full of crap. And now we have the Lindsey Graham videos from when the war started saying everything we heard in the leaks he did say and bragging how they convinced Trump it would last a few days. And they said, oh, sir, just a month. Oh, sir, just 6 months. Oh, sir, we need nukes or ground troops. This is insane. I don't need to explain this to people. They're trying to gear up the draft. They're getting it ready. And Trump is pushing ground invasion and all the rest of this. And we need to get ahead of this and not let them go, there's no war. Nothing's happening. So we don't organize, just like the Ukraine war. Oh, it's not a war. No, it's just a couple million people dead. Now NATO's bombing all over Russia. That's NATO running all that. That means our telemetry, our satellites. We're bombing Russia. You're bombing Russia. I'm bombing Russia as taxpayers. And I'm like, I protest this. I don't like this. We started this fight. We would never put up with this, any of this to us. And then watching all the groveling to Netanyahu and prostrating themselves and bowing down at the funeral yesterday, it's just beyond disgusting. And then we see this Fox News piece about, oh, the president said we're going to blow the SHT out of them and we're tough. And it was genius that the Arab nations have joined us now. Trump really maneuvered this. Now Iran's in deep trouble. The other Arab states don't have
1/100th the air power and precision we do. Israel has got more precision and more air power than all of them combined. Okay. And they're super junior to us. Now, Turkey is a different subject. They're the biggest conventional military. They're professional. The remnants of the Ottoman Empire, million man army. They, in a conventional war, they kick Israel's ass. Israel admits that. So Israel wants to take them down because, quote, if you're able to be strong, you must be a threat. And I told you that was the next target years ago. Oh, that's crazy. Now it's admitted. So Israel's biting off more than it can chew because it's the little brother. We're the big brother. And our little brother's out starting fights with the big mean street gang, the motorcycle gang. And you may be the big, tough, big brother, but at the end of the day, you're going to take on the street gang, China, Russia, North Korea, Iran. We didn't hold the cards in this. Trump got suckered. Israel knew it was a quagmire. They knew it was chaos, and they bragged they wanted chaos. That was the real aim. The IDF, to their credit, came to Trump when Graham and Netanyahu were telling Trump, oh, you know, 160 days ago, nine days before the war started, the IDF just leaked it to the Times of Israel. And it's confirmed the White House said, yeah, you're not going to probably get regime change. The Pentagon's right. Don't claim you're getting this and don't do this. They're going to close the strait. The IDF told Trump that. It's on record. Oh, but they're a panicking too, right? And then you got all these influencers paid by Israel, paid by the neocons on record to run around and say, we're all scum, we're panickins, we're Qatari agents, we're Russian agents, we're Iranian agents, blah, 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 because we care about our country and agree with the Pentagon assessment. Never forget that. Pentagon assessment. And I didn't just believe the Pentagon assessment. I'd already said everything in the Pentagon assessment. People said, how the hell does he know all this? Yes, you study it, people. This is one of the most, again, war game things in the damn world. Now, to the top five most war game things. What's happening right now? Why didn't other presidents do this? You think they did it because they liked Iran? No. Think they did it because, you know, Israel wasn't lobbying for it? They were lobbying for it. They knew it wasn't going to go well. And now we have the strait closed at a key time which can make us all go bankrupt, bare minimum, which the globalists love. So, Rex, you had one point, though, that you wanted to make an analogy. And you'll be taking over more later, so I can't wait to hear what you have to say when you debate Gavin McGinnis. And I'll may hang around a little bit with that. But the point is, you had an analogy where we're in a war. They say it's not a war. They're getting the draft ready. They passed the law. Now they're implementing the AI to do the test to implement it. They have the war hawks saying they need it. The Pentagon doesn't have enough people to do the invasion. Trump's talked about that. And then we're not supposed to put the 2 + 2 together and say it equals 4 because it hasn't officially been announced yet. Well, I don't know something's true until it's been officially denied. So we're not supposed to be able to do our own logical thinking like I did months before anybody else said it and said we're now in a new world war 2 years ago. And now they admit it's really a new world war. You had an analogy.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's perfect what you just said there, too. I mean, they don't let us do math. You're not allowed to do math. If you deny the escalation ladder, you deny the war. And if you deny the war, you deny the escalation ladder, which is clearly happening right in front of us. This is what all the top experts and analysts say. It's not just us, right? We're just students of the game and we pay attention. That's what you were saying earlier. I think it's so key to point out the analogy you're referencing. It's like, hey, I'm not about to serve you a dead body on a plate. I'm not Jeffrey Dahmer, but I got the body cooking in the oven. I got the napkins over here. I got the plates out. I got you tied up, like ready to eat. And then it's like, no, but I'm not feeding you a dead body. That's the level of ignorant drivel garbage they're feeding us, Dad. And we can't take
it. Well, I would describe it like you're out of town and your wife hears somebody breaking in the window and a guy climbs through naked with an erection masturbating and starts coming towards the bed. She grabs a .38, .357 Magnum and pumps a few rounds into his chest. When the cops come, they're not going to arrest her. And of course, the guy's probably got prior rape convictions. And there's a dead guy naked with bullet holes in his chest. It's a clean shoot. So, but she's like, well, he was trying to assault me. Do the cops go, no, he wasn't. He was just naked with a hard on.
Well, that's the whole point. The people that deny the war and would say, oh, no, he's not trying to do that to your wife in the analogy are the same people that would say Jose Garza, our DA here, is right. You see, it's the same type of logic, Dad. It's the same.
Well, it's the funny thing you said that. I was thinking of a bunch of cases. Remember, there was one a few months ago. The guy's been arrested like 30 something times.
Right.
12 times for sexual assault. His thing is breaking in and raping women at knife point. And they just let him go again. And yeah, guards are just like, well, we don't know. He'll do it again. What?
Right. That's like us doing war crimes in the Middle East for like 30 years. And it's like, well, we don't know. He'll do it again. We'll give him another chance. And then we get the guy saying, I promise I won't do it. I promise I won't do it. And he does it even worse. And I think that's what happened here in the Iran war. So that's what I think.
And then look at this war. Look at this war council. He's got all our chairman of the Joint Chiefs, the Secretary of Defense.
Well, that's the real president. That's the real president right there. That's the owner of our country, Dad. Show some respect.
Well, Israel's definitely being used by BlackRock and the globalists to trigger an economic collapse. Then Israel gets greater Israel out of it. But
here's the thing. Here's how I describe it, right? It's not absolute control. And Joe Kent, Anthony Aguilar, they both agreed with me when I said this. They have greater than 50% control over our foreign policy. That's the reality.
I would say way more than that now. When 100% on Middle East or 95%, and then they now want domestic full control to secure their control over that. And that is the full coup happening. And I'd say they're definitely the biggest lobby now domestically. 39 states now have laws that you can't have a government contract if you've criticized Israel. I mean, that's the social credit score. It's here. I'm against it when the left's pushing it. I'm against it when BlackRock's pushing it. I'm against it when the Israel lobby's done it. Great points, Rex.
Yeah.
I'll come back to you in a moment. So, I mean, I could play this thing from Fox News about, oh, we're winning, incredible daring. And no, it's a total disaster. Trump wants an off-ramp, can't get one. But I'm not even going to play that. Everybody's seen the propaganda for themselves, and they quote him saying, we'll blow the SH-T out of them. Boy, aren't we tough. Now, let's play clip two. This is Sean Hannity on Netanyahu and the great alliance with him and Trump. Trump has said the alliance is never stronger. He's never been closer. Netanyahu never agreed with him more. So he's doubling down, ladies and gentlemen. So let's go ahead and just play that short clip. Here it is.
I see Prime Minister Netanyahu is here. Mr. Prime Minister, you too have been a dear friend of mine for 30 years. It's an honor to have you. And Lindsay would have been blown away that you took this long journey with your beautiful bride to be here today. He loved you. He loved the state of Israel. He loved the people of Israel. Under your leadership, Israel has been one of America's most consistent and loyal allies. He was never shy to say it to the day he passed. And just as President Trump has been Israel's strongest friend in the history of the White House, you know, the two partners aligned together. Lindsay was that friend to Israel in the United States Senate. As long as I've known this man.
Total and complete puppet. The partnership, the marriage, the fusion, the integration. This is insane. We didn't sign up for this. This is illegal. This is treason. And this is us going into total war as a proxy, as Ukraine is used by NATO to attack Russia. We are now the proxy of Israel. There is no denying it. It is absolutely un-American what is happening. And the fake right wing, their response is, oh, well, the left is against this. Okay, blind hogs find acres. Broken clocks are right twice a day. It doesn't matter. The point is, this is all illegal. This is out of control. It didn't work like the experts said it wouldn't. So regardless, it's a fraud, and we shouldn't have foreign powers running our country. Whether it's China, whether it's BlackRock, whether it's corporate interest, it doesn't matter. Now, I want to shift gears into Fauci and what a huge deal that was, him taking the Fifth Amendment yesterday. The walls are closing in. And I know some of you will say, oh, yeah, where are the indictments? Nothing will ever come. I want to explain something here to people, to the doomers, not panickers, but to the black pill, give up people. I'm going to explain something very fundamental and very important to you in a moment that is key, that is absolutely key. This is a big deal. Stay with me for that. But first, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. We can only fight the globalists and their legal attacks on us and build the network and expand the Alex Jones Network and get more hosts and more crew and reporters, which we will do. We've done it before. You're betting on a horse that is one and one and one and is fighting for your future, my future, our futures together collectively. I need your support. Plus the products are insane. I only sell you things that really work so you get them and love them and come back over and over again. You know, my analogy about a restaurant. best quality, wide selection, great ambiance, great staff, very affordable, you know, great pricing, consistency, well lit, nice parking. I want you to come there twice a week. I want you to do your wedding reception there. I want your grandkids to go there. I want to, you know, when I die, have my grandkids own the restaurant, you know, that's been there for 70 years. That's what I'm looking for. Long-term relationship. When I tell you Ultra Methylene Blue is incredible, I tell you Ultra Methylene Red Proprietary is incredible. It is. 50% off right now. That sale's about to end. TheOliveShieldStore.com. The widest selection of Patriot apparel. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Canceling time with one click. Get $40 to spend in the store. Huge sales on top of every sale. Special deals, special offers only to you. Be a VIP with one click. And one click to stop if you ever want to at TheOliveShieldStore.com. But what's really exciting is Bigly, the same big sponsor we have that finances our operations and does a great job, that runs TheOliveShieldStore.com, that owns that. They have a online pharmacy. They use the same backbone, same system as the wellness company. Great, great, the best company out there. And they were ready to launch a full pharmacy a couple weeks ago. And I said, I want to start with this product first, just to focus on this. And then next week it goes to everything. And that is ivermectin with mebendazole. Now, everybody knows ivermectin won a Nobel Prize for antiparasitics, from the smallest to the largest, from the big worms to the little microplastics to the amoebas. Now, it's great, but mebendazole is unbelievable. And I was told about this decades ago, and now there's all the studies and everything else about it. It's not just parasites, folks. Listen to me. Go search engine. Mebendazole, there's how you spell it on screen, and just look at what else it does and look at how they're trying to suppress it. And this is something my doctor told me years ago, that you should take a few times a year as a detox. But he, again, back then, you really couldn't even hardly get it as a prescription. The point is that now you can, and there's a lot of knockoffs, there's a lot of fraudulent ones out there that you can buy online that really aren't mebendazole, and that's why it doesn't work the same, or they're adulterated and watered down. This is medical grade with ivermectin together, and all the studies just supercharges it. You want to detox your body. You want to absolutely go after anything that's replicating quick. Key. Just learn the secret they don't want you to know about. Do your own research into mebendazole right now, and then look up what mebendazole does in studies with ivermectin. Just type in, what is mebendazole associated with? You can just type it in, and all these scientists and all these top doctors going back years and years, but now it's come to a crescendo. Government studies, you name it. They're really freaked out. The death industry doesn't want people to understand this or know about this. You need to do your own research and find out, and then go to 1776rx.health, 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 and talk. You can do it online, or you can call on the number, and you can talk to the nurse practitioner or doctor you like, and then boom, get your prescription for this, and any parasites, bye-bye, and so much more. So to get into it would take hours. Do your own research and then get high-quality medical-grade ivermectin, mebendazole, right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Also has all the other great stuff like ultramethylene blue, methylene red, the bovine colostrum, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss. Not sexy names, but incredible sexy results for what it does for your body. We have all the best, all the highest rated. TheAlexJonesStore.com is a huge sale going right now. But you can only get the ivermectin, mebendazole, at 1776rx.health. It's a symbiotic thing. It helps you. It helps your family. Now, again, consult your physician or doctor or nurse before you do this, but that's what you're doing when you go to 1776rx.health. You know, that's something great Trump did in his first administration, was he legalized telemedicine. And he, you know, did a lot to lower prescription drug prices. The Democrats jacked him back up. Now he's trying to get him back down. But the point is, we have all this telemedicine now that's done so much great work because of something good Trump did. It's always important to remember the good. People say when I do that, oh, why are you kissing his ass? Why are you back on the train? No, I'm going to call balls and strikes. But despite all the great things Trump did, and despite how evil the Democrats are, and I'm not supporting them, He's trying to bring us into total nuclear war. It's totally insane. And what he's doing, handing over a country to a foreign power, is treasonous. And so who could disagree with me that we need to have the War Powers Act by Congress enacted? They're supposed to declare war to do this. This is a war. No one can deny it. That's why Trump says it's not a war and plays all these games, as Rex was saying. And if they can war powers him and stop it and end the war, then I'll be like, okay, don't impeach him. Don't remove him because he'll be better on other stuff. But it's not like that, folks. So we have to put the heat on him to get him to do this. And I'm very upset about it, but I know in my gut and at an intellectual level, but at a spiritual level, more importantly, this is the right thing to do. And the neocons are like, oh yeah, we control Congress. AIPAC, you're not going to get your war powers resolution. Oh really? They already had it three times. It barely failed by three votes last week. You know what? I'm going to do the right thing, whether or not I'm running up against a brick wall. But that's what I wanted to hit dealing with the Fauci. So I'm going to give you the big key here, intellectually, societally, tactically, and then I'm going to come back and play the Fauci clips and him taking the fifth and get into the meat and potatoes of that latest Bill Gates developments. And then I'm going to do the Charlie Kirk information that's the biggest shit on that and the footage being released by Kaz that confirms real, that destroys the official story. But before I do that, here's the key. And I care about the people that criticize. It's not because you're criticizing me, but because you intellectually somehow are missing it. It's like seeing those hidden pictures where you can't see the image, and once you see it, you can't unsee it. Listen to me. You don't think, I don't know, that Todd Blanche is bad and they're killing all the investigations into the Fauci and COVID origins and the human trafficking and all the evil. He killed investigations into the CIA and DOJ, targeting myself and my family in the last 8 years and torturing the snot out of us. I went to the DOJ and met everybody. They had investigations going at Martin. He killed it. Trump authorized, by the way, the investigation to help me, and then Todd Blanche killed it. He's since promoted him. I'm not naive about this. Whenever we see this Fauci being destroyed in Congress, people say, oh, big deal. He won't get in jail. He won't get in trouble. Yes, and he certainly won't if we don't expose it, but that's a goal we'd love to get. That's the gold medal, but I'll take the silver medal. In the court of public opinion, he's as unpopular as Bill Gates, 99% hatred rate. They have no credibility to launch the next pandemic. People won't stay in their houses. They won't take the next shot. All the studies show it. So we have to not forget what they did so they can't do it again and expose Burks and all of the different criminals, the civil lawsuits against them. They don't show their face in public. They're not arrogant anymore. They're hiding out. We've destroyed them in the court of public opinion. We've executed them. We've decapitated them politically, culturally, to have no credibility. And we're building towards getting into power at some point, really prosecuting them. But all the young criminals under them in the medical mad scientist death cult, they're paying attention now and aren't as arrogant as they used to be, so they won't be as apt to try it again. Now you understand. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
Folks, I'm Dr. Bigley. Today's presentation will be about methylene blue and you.
Dr. Bigley, what does methylene blue do?
Great question, Billy. It has to do with your mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cells. Let's bring out the mitochondria now!
Right.
As I was saying, methylene blue supercharges your mitochondria, which does wonders for your mental clarity, stamina, and overall pep. Just look at him go!
Gee, Dr. Bigley, he must have drank a lot of methylene blue. He was bouncing off the walls.
Right you are, Billy. He sure drank a lot. Let's continue, shall we?
Billy, did you know that methylene blue can cure communism?
No, sir. Can I see?
Why, certainly, Billy. Take a look over there.
Behold, Ivan, a Ruski doggedly determined to undermine our way of life. Careful, Billy. He bites.
Oh.
Look, vodka, potato hooch. Watch. The communism is slowly leaving his body.
Wow! The methylene blue cured the red right out of him.
So, how do you feel?
Gee, Doc, I don't know what got into me. I feel like $1 million now. Say, where can I get some more of that blue stuff in case I become retarded again?
You can find it on the alexjonesstore.com.
What does .com mean?
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Gavin McGinnis for a debate on the war coming up in 30 minutes. I've got the huge Charlie Kirk news coming up next segment, but I want to spend some time now on Fauci. So I'm going to recap what I just said at the end of the hour and be very clear. Every time I post a video of Fauci in trouble or others being in trouble and their programs being exposed and their funding being cut, half the comments are, they'll never be indicted. Nothing's going to happen. You just believe all this stuff. Why do you keep trying to do this? We've destroyed them in the court of public opinion. There'll be a video of Bill Gates when he pops up once a year now, and there'll be 5,000 comments wanting him in prison and nobody's supporting him. And all their programs are getting in trouble and falling apart. There's all these civil lawsuits. They've got criminal stuff in India and the Netherlands. We're winning in the court of public opinion so they can't launch the next pandemic. Tedros admits nobody believes the WHO anymore. The WEF says everybody hates them. They've lost all trust. Their programs, their DEI, their ESGs, their carbon taxes are all falling apart because the public isn't buying it. And when they try their next lockdown, their next pandemic, they're going to run into a brick wall. The UN says they want to use disease X viruses for decades to bring in their control. They'd have us 6 feet apart and couldn't go to ball games. How'd I predict all that? Because it's in the documents. Okay? So he is being destroyed in the court of public opinion. His lies are being exposed. He's, and all the underlings and other eugenicist death cult members now see this happening and see that they don't get away with this like they used to in the court of public opinion. He has to hide out. He had 15 federal marshals illegally protecting him till Trump pulled him off of it. Okay. I'm not saying killing, even though he's killed millions of people. I'm saying that he is in a living hell now and he's not arrogant anymore. And the rest of these criminals aren't. And so when we do get our government back, and we will, we have to. If he's still alive, he will be prosecuted. But regardless, we are destroying their credibility and we are neutering them. We're cutting them off at the legs. It's a huge success. We've saved so many lives exposing the poison shots. Record low people take the poison shots. We are winning big time. So I'm going to go to break with a compilation of him famously lying. Then we're going to come back with him taking the fifth and some powerful exchanges from the Senate hearings yesterday. This is coffin nails to their lies. This is kryptonite to their tyranny. This is incredible information. Share the live feed now. More coming up at the break, but here's the compilation right now.
Real world, the effectiveness of vaccines falls short of the original efficacy. That is not at all the case with the vaccines for COVID-19.
So now we have two vaccines that are really quite effective.
The mRNA vaccine, highly effective.
Extraordinarily efficacious, 94 to 95% for mild to moderate disease and virtually 100% efficacious.
Because the real world effectiveness is even more impressive than the results of the clinical trial.
All lies, all propaganda, all BS. It's important to continue to expose their lies. They hope we just forget this all goes away. It's not going away, the 30 million dead from the shots. None of it. The truth is coming out. We're never going to stop because this is their main push is medical tyranny, poison shots. We have to neuter them. We have to continue to expose them and never give up. And that's what we're doing. We also have compilations of him lying to Congress, saying no gain of function. He's been caught in all of it. And he was in contempt of Congress yesterday, taking the fifth. You're not allowed to when you have been pardoned. So it is beyond vital to continue to hammer them and hammer them and hammer them. And the people saying don't hammer them, give up, they'll never go to jail, are either evil or they're extremely low IQ. Or they just want to bitch at people that are in the arena like you and I, all of you that share the link, share the articles, share other videos and reports. You're the Paul Revere's. You're saving lives. You're stopping the enemy. You haven't given up. You're not on the bench. You're up at the plate, and you know it. And we are winning major battles against the globalists. We haven't won the war yet, but we're going to win this together. So you got to keep hammering them and hammering them. No one with an IQ above 70 could deny what I'm saying. This is so fundamental. This is so simple. And we'll come back from break with this arrogant little monster that isn't so arrogant anymore because of the work you and I and our crew and all of us together did, exposing them and being censored and attacked. It didn't matter because in the end, we were vindicated again.
This sword has tasted blood, and it will taste more.
Attack!
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, the globalists may still control the Justice Department and may be able to keep Fauci for a while out of prison, but in the court of public opinion, he is hated. People know he cooked it up with Obama at Chapel Hill, North Carolina. They moved it to Wuhan at the EcoHealth Alliance with Peter Daszak. And now he's been caught lying in front of Congress. He had to be pardoned. But in the court of public opinion, he's been totally convicted, and they've got big problems launching new pandemics. Record low, people take their poison shots. We're winning in the information war, and they even admit it, and they can't stand it. So here's Fauci, some of Senator Josh Hawley and others nailing him yesterday in the Senate hearings where he took the Fifth Amendment. Here it is.
Although it pains me to do so, because of the respect I have for the legislative branch of government and my decades-long record of cooperating with Congress, under the advice of my attorneys, I will invoke my right under the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution to refrain from answering your questions. Thank you.
Let's just get one thing straight. You don't have any rights under the Fifth Amendment because you've been pardoned, as you very well know, as the Supreme Court has been clear for a century and more. Brown versus Walker, 1896, when he has been pardoned, he may not stand upon his privilege. You know that. Your lawyer is sitting behind you now shifting nervously in their chairs. They know it. This isn't about the Constitution. This isn't about the law. This is about contempt. Contempt for this body and contempt for the American people. But I think I know why you're doing it. It's because you don't want to answer questions. It's because you did all kinds of terrible things. It's because during the pandemic, you got rich, didn't you? You got rich while people were dying, hundreds of thousands of Americans, over a million in the end, and you were getting rich. And not only were you doing that, you were using federal employees with taxpayer money to apply for and solicit cash prizes for you personally, cash prizes totaling over $1 million. You did all of that during the pandemic, didn't you? That's a question.
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
It was about 6 years ago today that I decided I'm going to give up my businesses, sell them all, run for office, run for the United States Senate. Here I am sitting in front of you for doing that. It is a total disgrace what you did to this country. And if my Democrat colleagues are standing there defending you, I hope the voters of the United States of America watch the clips of every one of you doting on a guy who was more interested in being a celebrity than saving American people. I will make it my mission to make certain that every single one of those Democrats who did that will see that clip over and over and over again. Because there is no defense of what you did. You may have had a 50 plus year legacy of public service, but it ends in total and complete disgrace.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be covering this more in the days to come and more of the hearing. It was incredible. And Rex in the fourth hour is going to get to some more excerpts of it. He wouldn't even tell Senator Hawley what color his tie was. And that's because he's pardoned for all the previous crimes by Biden, but not perjuring himself to Congress now. Very, very important information. All right, let's shift gears. I believe Candace Owens is a good person. I believe she means well. I've had issues with some of her witnesses and some of her people in the Charlie Kirk assassination story of the last 11 months that absolutely has more holes in it than Swiss cheese. And I would simply look at the different theories and do my own research and discredit some, support others. And some people got mad at me saying that I was going with the official story because of that. That's never what happened. I was the person 6 days after, 7 days after that broke the cabinet meeting that was later confirmed, where Kash Patel said under orders of the president, I don't want any foreign involvement looked at when they had evidence of it, according to Joe Kent and Tulsi Gabbard, who've since come out and talked about that at that meeting. And we also had a month before Charlie was killed, Harrison Smith at a Republican meeting with Ron Paul down by Houston, and where high-level individual at TPUSA said, yeah, Charlie thinks Israel's going to kill him. And then the text messages later came out that Candace released that were real. And so it's healthy to look at exploding microphones. It's healthy when the FBI scooped up the concrete and ordered the crime scene destroyed and covered up, you know, to say what's happening. It's all healthy because we're also told don't look at any people that helped the 10 different trans supporters in the town that said he'll be dead when he comes tomorrow. Okay. And we know the Tyler Robinson story doesn't, you know, fit. We've gone over all of that. That said, knowing how assassinations work, I don't see a bunch of TPUSA people being involved and things like that. But about a month ago, they had the preliminary hearings, and the judge wouldn't let people see the footage of the rooftop. And then we saw a bunch of talk show hosts and influencers come out and say, you can see his face, you can pull the trigger, it's him. But some people were shooting video in the courtroom of the screen they weren't supposed to, and you could see up on the screen a little bitty dot running across. Well, now the actual footage has been given to Candace Owens by people inside the system that are pissed off. And I want to play her talking about it here in a moment. And then we have enhanced video of the video. We'll show you the raw video. Then we'll show you the video blown up at different speeds here. This is important. But Tyler Robinson wasn't wearing a black uniform. This individual is. Tyler Robinson, they said, had a limp. This person doesn't have a limp. Tyler Robinson said, they said, got the rifle, put it together. That's 30-06. That takes a couple minutes. And then put the scope on. There's not time to do that. It's just a few seconds before he gets prone and shoots. And you see the rifle. You see the person with it. It's not true. And then I explain to people that don't understand guns, a telescopic sight like this, even if you can put it on in a minute or two, it's never dialed in when you've taken a scope off and put it back on, unless it's like a red dot. This wasn't. But that's just proven now because you clearly see he has the rifle. He doesn't assemble it. And people say, oh, it's a flash of a car. No, he's got like a flag or something. He's giving signals. He also does a classic military maneuver, crawl, infantry crawl, and with, you know, one shot hits him in the neck. Now, this discredits to a certain extent the exploding microphone because you can't have people coming out saying, oh, this shows the official story isn't true. Because of, you know, the shooter doesn't walk like him. He's wearing a different outfit. He doesn't assemble the gun. You can't then turn around and say, okay, it's an exploding microphone too. So it also brings up a lot of other questions here. So I don't think we know the answers. We just know there's a cover-up, and we know we're being lied to. But you also can see in the footage that there's no real recoil either, but we've blown it up. So you can make your own decision there. But there are so many angles of this. I posted on X yesterday. We can probably put that up. You know, the points I had to make about it. But the tactical folks have been putting out the official story. Their answer was to put out joke videos showing babies crawling and seals crawling and you know, saying, you know, this is nothing. No, that's a specific, well-trained, way that he's doing that. You can see the signaling, that's not the flash of cars and signaling right before he, shoots. This is a very well-trained person climbing a building, running, getting prone in just a few seconds, spreading the legs out, you know, professionally, and then taking the shot. Okay, so the official story's not true. We've been lied to. Kat Patel, we know, is involved in a major cover-up here, ladies and gentlemen. So this has to be investigated. I can tell you, we've played a clip on the show. I've talked to reporters, I've talked to the family. They say they don't believe this story, but they're intimidated and that everything is basically a lie. That never gets picked up by the media. So I don't specifically know what happened, but I know there's a cover-up of the trans people saying he'll be dead tomorrow. And Kat Patel told TPSA high level, well, we don't think we can convict him. It's a distraction, so we're not going to do it. Okay, so where's the limp? Where's the rifle in his clothes there? It's just not there, okay? So the official story is discredited by this. It also, to a great extent, discredits the exploding microphone. I know people get wedded to different ideas. I just leave an open mind, and I'm calling balls and strikes. We can crowdsource this. You can give us your take. Give us your view. I think Rex should open the phones up in the fourth hour and take your calls on this video and also get some of the other Fauci stuff, but that's up to him. But this is really, really a big deal. And Candace has a right to ask the questions. I have the right to ask questions. I have the right to say what I think is accurate, what I think is not accurate. You don't have 12 colonels in a skiff at Huachuca and a known con artist, you know, just bumbles in and he sees all this going on. That's not how assassinations work. That doesn't mean the other stuff isn't real. Doesn't mean there aren't real questions. And you can disagree with me all day long if you like. The Mitch Snow thing, I'm not going to get into it, but he said his wife, you know, locked him in a garage, beat him with a hammer, beat the car, stole his keys. He'd been convicted of that, and she released the footage of him doing that to her. I just said, this is not a credible person. And I believe he's here to discredit you. And I think that's what it did to a certain extent, but we moved on from that. But I think this really validates and vindicates a lot of what Candace has been saying and doing. And I believe she comes to this from a place of believing she's right. And it's a dangerous, tough job she's doing. At the same time, I just really don't see TPUSA, people that work for them for decades or a decade, in a mass thing like this. Just because that's just not how these things operate and how these things work. I mean, even trained military and special ops, very small percentage would ever be involved with something this bad and this evil. And you'd have a very small group involved. You wouldn't be recruiting people's inner circle to be part of a spy operation of this highest level in nature. That's just how the real world works, folks. I've explained that many times. I've had a lot of people on that are experts that have also concur with what I've said. So here's Candace Owens' piece on it. And then we'll come back and show you the enhanced footage at regular speed and then at slower speeds. But here is Candace Owens, now extremely vindicated.
This limp that he has in the footage is completely removed. So let's watch that. Okay. Now, what happens next is exactly as my source stipulated. Our rooftop guy begins a tactical crawl. It's actually known in the military as a lateral crawl. Let's watch that. There he goes. And I actually do want to show you side by side so you can actually see a real military man do that. Alongside this person on the rooftop. Let's bring in that side by side clip. Here we go. That general action right there is known as a lateral crawl. Now, you may have noted, if you're just looking at your eyes, some sort of a flash that just took place, right? We're going to show you that slowed down and just kind of discuss this. It we've gone back and forth here. What is that? Is he pulling something out? Is it like a signal mirror? Is it a flag? Was it already on Losey Center? Is it actually something that's in the background that's just catching weird? Is it a car? And we're just thinking that we see this flash, but we're just going to show you that so that it's clear. A back and forth flash there while he's military crawling. Here we go.
Yeah, it's not a car.
Back and forth there.
It's clearly a flag.
Okay.
You see his arm wave back behind that. Him. Plastic signaling.
Next up, what you are going to see is that it's going to look as though as he gets into position and completes this lateral crawl, that he thrusts something forward in a way that my brain told me it looked like he was unfolding a gun.
Yes.
Truly, that's what my brain told me.
Yeah,
maybe it's because I had this guy I'm talking about a fold AR. I don't know, but it's not definitive. That's me narrating. I'm happy for people to disagree and debate what is seen, but let's just watch that portion here.
This is a highly trained individual. Just look at the shot alone.
Forward, and we can watch that.
Running around the parking lot, climbing a building.
Forward.
Running.
Again.
Signaling.
But more importantly than what we see here is what we're not going to see here. So remember, this is supposed to be a German 98 Mauser family heirloom gun used during World War I and World War II. That'll effectively take your shoulder out when it's fired, right? Even the newer models, if you go watch people shooting, they're like, oh, my shoulder. And if you're looking through a scope, as he allegedly was, you might even expect a black eye. You will recall that the guy who recorded the footage specifically told us that he saw no recoil. That's pretty crucial. He just saw the guy get up and run.
Hit pause. Then pause, back it up 10 seconds. This is where Candace is wrong. She's not a gun person. You don't get a black eye when you shoot a high-powered rifle at the scope because you hold your eye back at a certain level. And also anybody, if you know what you're doing with a 30-06, if I shoot him, you see me shoot him, you don't really see recoil because I jam it in to my arm. But for most people, they just put it to their shoulder. You jam the rifle into your shoulder. I mean, 50 cals, they really have a kick other than like a jolt. But you would still see recoil in the shoulder, but it doesn't really hurt you. So her seeing a black eye in the scope, that's just not having a knowledge of this. That's the thing she said that's wrong. Here it is. Let's go back to the Candace video, please.
Here. So remember, this is supposed to be a German 98 Mauser family heirloom gun used during World War I and World War II. That'll effectively take your shoulder out when it's fired. Even the newer models, if you go watch people shooting, they're like, oh, my shoulder. And if you're looking through a scope, as he allegedly was, you might even expect a black eye. You will recall that the guy who recorded the footage specifically told us that he saw no recoil. That's pretty crucial. He just saw the guy get up and run. And that would be, I would argue, were a lawyer in court, that would be impossible for this specific naked model of gun. So let's watch and see if we, with our eyes, can observe some sort of a kickback. And again, I have to apologize. This is not like Benny Johnson 4K footage, but it's at least clear enough here on your screen that you would be able to discern a strong kickback on a gun from somebody who's just laying down taking a shot. So I'm going to let this run. It's about 50 seconds. And you just let me know if at any point you see that before he gets up and breaks into a sprint. Take a look. There you go. That's that unfolding again. And by the way, if you are listening to this in audio, this is one of these episodes that you actually do have to go watch. So you will have to pivot over to YouTube, to Spotify, somewhere that provides the video, because this is not something that we could just produce on an audio podcast here, unfortunately. But this is going to run. We did have to obviously zoom in and push out those Fed timestamps, but see here. I have 10 more seconds here. Okay, he is up. Anybody? Anybody see a recoil? I didn't see one, but let's actually put that footage all together uninterrupted. Here we go for you guys to watch.
And as she said, this doesn't translate well to radio or Spotify audio, so we're narrating it. But he runs out on the roof. We're saying it looks like a male. The gate looks like a male. Looks like he's wearing all black. Looks like a jacket. Does the military style maneuver crawl. Signals. That's not the cars back there in the distance. I was on the tree line. Gets in position, spreads his legs back with his toes into the ground to be able to get in that anchored position, which any trained shooter, you know, does on the ground. Gets his bead, and we're supposedly putting a rifle together right now and then screwing the scope on with a telescopic scope. Wouldn't hit the side of a barn. You'd have to bore sight it and then walk in the targeting on a piece of paper. Fast as you could do that, I'd say 5 minutes to put it all together and then sight it in quickly if you were already had the rifle loaded. Could not happen in this time. Getting his bearings and then taking the shot. So that's where we are. Gets up, runs, no limp. There's some type of bag, not a gun, in his pants. All right. So now, incredible. I mean, the bigger story is who leaked that to Candace Owens. No one's denying it's not the real footage that the judge said you can't see during the preliminary hearings, but we were all told, oh, you can see his face. Well, no, his face is turned away from the camera. You can see him pull the trigger. No, you can't. But you can see somebody doing classic military trained maneuvers who's running, getting prone, quickly shooting, and hitting their target. And it could have been a 5.56, you know, frangible round. They have those so that they don't, you know, like in airplanes and things, go through and stop the pressurization. That's what air marshals have. Usually like in a 9mm, like a sheer safety slugs. I tested those out years ago, decades ago, where we'd shoot wet phone books with them, and they would just go in like an inch and a half and explode out. It'd be a big hole, but a shallow hole, because it dissipates all of its energy. It'll take a person out, but doesn't go through the bulkhead of an airplane. Or in your house, you're shooting, you know, through the wall and kill your kids. In most cases, I think it would still probably go through two pieces of sheetrock, but if it's a stud or something, it's going to stop. So let's run the enhanced footage we have. We have it in regular time, but let's go ahead. We've already shown regular time. Show some of the slowed down enhanced. And then we're going to go to break here in a few minutes, but let's just, when we post this to X and Rumble later and AlexJonesLive.com, let's just put all of the enhanced footage on the end with no audio. For folks so they can see this enhancement that we did for themselves. And we're going to post this to AlexJonesLive.com, an article today after the show's not live, if we cut this out of the live show and post it in full. But Candace Owens appears to have an unedited, undoctored, contiguous or continual video that is undoctored or unedited of this happening. And notice no one's denying it's real. No one's denying that. They're just now making jokes about it. And saying, oh, yes, babies crawl, ha, ha, ha. Well, this guy was very professional, climbed up the building, ran across, got in a prone position, shot Charlie Kirk in the neck, we're told. And now the official story is discredited because you could not put a rifle together of that type and put a scope on. That is impossible to do and have it basically be accurate. And you couldn't even put one together in the time that went on there. And the way he laid down, how is he supposedly, while he's laying down, putting together this rifle, we're told, to do all of this and then put the scope on with the screws and all the rest of it. Absolute, total BS. But there goes the exploding microphone theory as well. Can't be wedded in any of these things. We don't know exactly what happened. We just know there's an FBI ordered cover-up and now a show trial going on. We'll be right back. Show the live feature of Alex Jones now and on Rumble. I'll tell you something right now that is one of the most, if not the most important things I've ever talked about on air. And I want you to really listen to me. And I want you to get a pen and paper out of your iPhone, out of your Droid, and type this into your notes. And I want you at lunch today or tonight or right now to just go to any search engine you want and type in two different names, two different words, okay? Two different drugs that have won Nobel Prizes, you name it, that people don't want you to know about. And one of those is ivermectin that everybody knows about. The other one that most people still don't know about is mebendazole. If you do the research, then it's important to understand that you need to get it from a pharmacy. You need to get it from a doctor. And we have a sponsor, and that's, of course, Bigley. And they went and they used the same service as, you know, the big web, RXs, and great people we've used that have been sponsors in the past. But this is Bigley doing it. And the key is, it's real, it's pharmaceutical, and it is a very low price. People are selling knockoffs of it online without a prescription, and a lot of it's fake, or a lot of it's watered down and adulterated. Because I did a regimen a couple years ago of mebendazole. We'll put that on screen. That's how you spell it right there. Mebendazole. And it didn't have any effect. I bought it off of Amazon. And then I did more research. And they said most of that stuff's fake. So I went and I got it from a doctor. And it was incredible. And my own medical doctor who owns clinics all over the state of Texas had already been pushing it on me for years. And I just never done it. Ladies and gentlemen, you can get the two in a combo, the ivermectin and the mebendazole, together, and they work synergistically together. It is certified and known, both of them, as incredible anti-parasite. Just search the term ivermectin, mebendazole, and just put in study and do your own research and see what the system has been suppressing about this. And this is something, in my view, talk to your physician, and when you go to the website, it's, you know, online pharmacy, and they've got nurses, doctors, all of it. And then you get the prescription. It's very, very easy to do. And I would recommend to talk to your doctors, my own personal opinion. What I do for myself is twice a year, I take a regimen of ivermectin and mebendazole. And it is incredible. People ask why I look so young while I'm healthy. Well, it's a cocktail of things. It's the ivermectin. It's the mebendazole that I take about twice a year as a regimen. Some people, my medical doctor says, take a little bit of ivermectin every week, but I tend to forget to do that. He's literally just says take like two pills a week as a supplemental. That's what my medical doctor tells me. You get your own medical doctor to tell you what you want. But the big thing they say is a couple times a year, a big dose, a big regimen. You talk to your physicians. You talk to the folks in the online pharmacy. Let me put it on screen for you. 1776RX, just 1776RX.health. This is one of the most important things you'll ever do, ladies and gentlemen. And despite the system trying to suppress this information, it's getting out everywhere. So do your own research. This is revolutionary. This is so important. 1776, just the numbers. 1776RX.health. Those are the coordinates. And it's a win-win to fund our operation and what we're doing. Take action now. The most important decision you'll ever make. 1776RX.health. And get your ivermectin, mebendazole right now, ladies and gentlemen. But whatever you do, go to the AlexJonesStore.com. These are incredible products. All these things work. They don't have sexy names. Irish sea moss, Shilajit, bovine colostrum. Oh, research bovine colostrum and then find out we have the best. Oh, research Irish sea moss. We have the best. Research Shilajit. We have the best. We just bring you things the bad guys don't want you to know about at the AlexJonesStore.com and, of course, at 1776RX.com. Health. Take action now. Thank you so much for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones. Out on the streets,
that's where we meet. You're not going to get hardcore wide spectrum analysis on every important topic like you're getting here with myself, my crew, our incredible guest, the debates, exposing the wars, exposing the pandemics, exposing the globalist death cult. Thank you so much for sponsoring us. You, the listeners and viewers, are the sponsors. You are the reason we're here because of viewers and listeners like you. I want to thank all of our AM and FM stations, TV stations, cable stations as well. I salute you all. Remember, this is a participation sport. You are men and women in the arena, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young, who love liberty. We are brothers and sisters together in this fight, and I salute you all. Gavin McGinnis is with us for the next hour. He just connected. And hopefully we don't spend the whole time arguing about the Iran war, though we're going to do that up front. It's important. I love Gavin. He's fought for liberty so much. He's a great guy. I don't like the Islamists either. I wish the mullahs could be sent to Mars, but I said the war would fail. I said it would escalate to ground troops. Gavin a few months ago said he would get off the Trump train at that point. We'll see if that's where he's at, because that's what they're gearing up for, getting the national draft and more ready. But it's going to be Rex mainly doing the discussion slash debate with the icon of liberty, Gavin McGinnis, who now is beginning to go to the dark side, it appears, and may be the spirit animal of Mr. Bubble Wand. We're going to play that Bubble Wand clip again in a moment. This is a powerful secret weapon Trump now has. But getting serious here, we can't do this without you. We're sponsored by you. And the folks at Bigly have launched an amazing thing. It's going to be a full pharmacy. They're already ready. It uses the same backup system and backbone and doctors and nurses that the wellness company uses, 1776rx.health. They've been building this for months, but I told them, I said, let's for the first week just have one product, one prescription to get, so you know it's prescription grade, you know it's amazing, and that is ivermectin with mabenzidol. Both of these are powerful anti-parasitics. Ivermectin's won a Nobel Prize for it. That's why Fauci demonized it so much. And it just stops things replicating, like worms and microplasms and bad bacteria and viruses. But then you've got mabenzidol that's even more powerful. The two work synergistically together. Just do your own research into mabenzidol and ivermectin in studies. Just type in, what is mabenzidol most associated with? It's not just parasites. Do your own research and then know you're getting prescription grade at a very low price, quickly, online, with the medical professionals who can answer your questions at 1776rx.health. Consult your regular physician or healthcare provider as well, 1776rx.health. Everyone, in my view, is what my daughters told me, every year should do a couple cleanses with a regimen of ivermectin and mabenzidol. I've done it. Did it years ago and got it online, didn't do anything because it wasn't real. A lot of fake stuff. You got to get a prescription to make sure you're getting the real stuff. Medical grade is either weak or watered down or fake if you get it online. So get your ivermectin and your mabenzidol right now as a combo exclusively at 1776rx.health. And that funds the operation of 360 win. 1776rx.health right now. You put the site up. People, it's a beautiful site. Great folks ready to serve you, medical professionals, right now at 1776rx.health. Thank God Trump passed telemedicine back in his last term. This is helping so many people. 1776rx.health. Get your ivermectin, wind, mabenzidol right now at 1776rx.health. Ivermectin and mabenzidol right now at 1776rx.health. And there's a big sale about to end in the next few days at thealexjonesstore.com. So many of our best sellers, like Methylene Red, proprietary product, cleans out your cells, super clean energy and stamina, libido, focus without any letdown, 50% off. A bunch of other products like Ultimate Power, way stronger than Turbo Force, which is an incredible product. If you love Turbo Force, you'll love Ultimate Power. That's 50% off. We have the concentrated 95% liquid turmeric. So the highest absorption rate, regular turmeric's 4 to 5%. Give you an idea, this is a 95% humanoid. We have the powdered pills as well, but the liquid's even better for absorption. TheAlexJonesStore.com, widest selection of Patriot apparel and more. I want to expand the network. I want to get more hosts, more crew, more reporters. We've done it before. We're going to do it again, but you're the variable. You make the decision on whether or not that happens. So I want to thank you all for your past support. Encourage those that have supported before to keep getting the great new products we have, or the stable products you love, and encourage those who have been on the fence. What are you waiting for? Only sell products that really work. It's an adventure to wear our Patriot apparel. Meet like-minded people. Wear your colors proud and loud. But that is a side issue compared to the supplements, the methylene blue, the bovine colostrum, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss. Not sexy names, but sexy results at thealexjonesstore.com. Powering the InfoWar into the next level. Now let's bring up Gavin McGinnis, the host of Censored TV, one of the most censored people out there, who's launched so many of the main liberty movements we have now in the last 30-plus years. I know Rex wanted to get you on, even though I've disagreed with you on the war. I don't really spend my time on that when you come on, because we have the left. We have the Democrat Socialists of America winning all the primaries. We have serious problems.
I love so much of what Trump's done, but as I told you 3 months ago or so, right when the war started, 150 days ago, I mean, you came on like the first week. I said, I think it's going to go to ground troops. The Mullahs aren't going to fall. The Strait's going to be closed. It's going to kill the recovery, and there's going to be a big push for ground war. Now they're pushing it. And Gavin, you said then, we can find the clip. You said, well, if he goes for ground troops, I'm off the Trump train. I wonder if that's your view now. A lot of people say, oh, you got the $7,000 check from the Israelis. I know you're not like that. I know that's not the case. I know you fundamentally don't like the Mullahs. Neither do I. But I wanted to give you a chance to speak to that and debate Rex some about it. I'll be watching and listening. And I really appreciate you being here, my old friend. But then hopefully we can spend some time on the real threat. We can stop World War III. Trump's so front and center right now. They need to implement the war powers. They need to declare war regardless. Congress needs to, you know, weigh in on this. That's the Constitution. And if he continues to try to do ground troops and an invasion that will also fail 93 million Iranians, million-person army, then I do think it's time for impeaching Trump. I don't want to go there, but I've fired the bat signal saying if he keeps doing this, I think that's what we're looking at. But I do want to spend some time on democratic socialists and where you see America going, the midterms, and more. So, Gavin McGinnis, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thanks for having me, man. Hey, if we made a bet about Iran, I still wouldn't be paying you yet. I would consider this a war and a failure when we have deaths of American soldiers that rivals the daily problems with, you know, training and exercise. 15 men, what are we at now? 20? That's still what the American military goes through on a regular basis. So I'll be sweating bricks. I'd be nervous right now about having to pay you, but I still would not break my checkbook out until we have substantial boots on the ground, real deaths, journalists there reporting the warfare going on the ground. I still call it a military action. I know it's not looking great for me right now. I will concede that, but I'm still clinging to my checkbook here, not giving up.
Hey, like I said, 152 days ago, I said, if I could hit a button and send them to the Phantom Zone, I'd do it. I'm just concerned because now Trump's like, oh, I'm with Netanyahu. I'm closer than ever. We're going to blow the such and such out of them. And they're, you know, they're warming up the national draft. That's my concern. Well, I'm going to sit here and watch you guys. I really appreciate you being here. Gavin, here's my mini me. He's actually bigger than me. Here's my better, my son, Rex Jones. Here he is.
Yeah. Well, we know each other from the before time. Right? Like, I interviewed you before the pandemic, so we've known each other for a while. I really appreciate you, Gavin, especially Rebel Media, growing up as a kid watching you. You're a big creative influence on me, and I think you're a very funny guy. I just, with all this, I'm 23 years old. They're talking about implementing the draft, the running simulations for it. You say that we still wouldn't be paying you because you don't consider this to be a war, consider it to be a military action. How can you deny the clear escalation ladder, and how can you say those deaths don't count?
Well, first of all, let's start with the first thing. You said you especially remember me from Rebel. You know what that means, right? It means you don't watch me anymore. You don't watch censor.tv. You do not subscribe. So it's not especially, Rex.
That's not true. That's an assertion of yours.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to give you credit. I love you.
Favorite thing about yesterday's show?
I'm not a daily watcher. You, I see your clips. Come on, man. It's all or nothing.
A yearly watcher, Rex.
Hold on. If it's all or nothing with the show, it's all or nothing with the dead bodies, right? Is that not the same standard? Come on, Unc.
Yeah. Well, how many American soldiers died yesterday? Here's the thing, Rex. I used to have this gay neighbor upstate, and we were lighting off fireworks on July 4th, and his ugly little dog disappeared. And he was like, my dog's dead. And he started crying and everything. I'm not saying you're a crybaby, but I went up to him. I was like, dude, your dog's not, he just disappeared during fireworks. They all disappear during fireworks. Don't panic. And what happened to about, you know, 12 hours later, his dog showed up and all those tears were for nothing. I'm not saying you and your dad are nuts. I know it looks very bad for me, but as of 1:43 p.m. on July 29th, I can still argue that this is a military operation. I'm still on the Trump train. Yes, there's talk of Netanyahu. There's war hawk talk. There's neocon talk. But as far as what's really going on, I still am not paying you guys the $100 I bet.
All right, let me ask you a question, because you're kind of pointing at Netanyahu there. You diminish his role a little bit. He just described his relationship with President Trump when asked by reporters, as they say, are there cracks in the relationship? He says, no, it's a wall of granite. What do you think of that? Did he drag us into this war? Did he create it?
There is an argument for that that's much more pragmatic than people think. The basic, you know, anti-Trump argument is that Netanyahu said, hey, Trump, be my bitch. Go there and go attack Iran. I don't think that's what happened. I think what happened was Trump knew Israel was attacking Iran. He knew there was going to be retaliation. So to minimize American damage, he was all but forced to get in there and blow up a lot of Iran's capabilities. So their retaliation towards Israel didn't hurt America too much. But as I said on that Brandon Straka debate, this is a very bold and crazy move that I admire. That's what New York real estate guys do. They make big moves.
You admire the war?
I do. So far, I admire the war.
Oh, is it a war? You just said
it
was.
It's not a war. No.
How does that work? You can't draw. No, you can't pick and choose, man.
Stop yelling at me!
Okay. I love you.
Let's not get drowned in syntax here.
What about American blood? Can we drown in that? Because that's what the water is. That's what the ground is watered with in the Middle East right now. Those 18
How many Americans have died in this quote unquote war in Iran?
Sarah Gonzalez, Tyler Woodall, Michael, and Angel. They just died in the last wave of attacks. So those are the people we know about. Do you trust the numbers coming out of DOJ? You think they're telling us the truth?
Okay, so I think the total is what, 18?
Yeah, but why does it matter? One is too many. All right, let me give you a quote. I'm going to directly reference something that you just said. This is what Marco Rubio said on March 1st. Israel was going to attack. We feared American soldiers would die in the retaliation, so we had to respond. We had to join them in their initial wave of attack. Is that not them taking us to war?
Sure. I mean, you could argue that, but it's not a war yet. There's military operations like this 365 days a year. That's what America is. We have to intervene. I'm an isolationist, by the way. I'm a Buchananite. I don't consider this a war. A war is boots on the ground to a substantial degree. A war is journalists there reporting on it. Oh, my God, there was a bomb. Yeah, we're running through the Straits of Hamas right now. That's a war.
But what about the entire world?
By the way, I like that you're freaking out. I want InfoWars to freak out by all means. But we need you there in your worst case scenarios. But I'm the glasses half full, and I'm still on the Trump train because I am optimistic that this will be good for us in the long run. This will lead to more control of oil in the Middle East. This will shift the power dynamic from Lloyd's of London and Britain deciding who does what over there to us deciding what
all
who
right
does what
let me still
if it goes bad China wins and we're screwed, so it's a massive gamble.
How are we supposed to fight China or fight Russia when we have no standoff munitions? According to CNN, we've used over 55%. I think it's more accurate we used over 90, but we can debate that number. The same with the precision guided bombs, we're almost out of those. So if we need to fight China,
there could not be a better time to be quote unquote vulnerable in front of China and Russia right now. Russia is embroiled in Ukraine and has been for many years. They're hanging by a thread. China is, I don't know what happened to China, but they've lost their military. They've got no balls anymore. They have deteriorated to the lowest point they've been in decades. So I'm not scared.
Where does that information come from, that they're degraded and depleted? Because last time I checked, they were doing exercises right outside Taiwan and trying to do the Belt of Pearl strategy to take the South China Sea. I don't know anything about that.
We can sit here with footnotes all day long.
This is the truth. No, they're not footnotes. It's the geopolitical reality. I report on this every single day, 6 hours live every single day, talking about the war at 2 a.m. when it started, Gavin. It is a war. It is an energy world war. That is what all of this is. That's what Ukraine is. That's what Iran is. And it's a 500-kilometer line of constant conflict. That is a world war. It is not a military action. It is not a strategic engagement. It is World War III. That's what all this is. You can say it hasn't truly begun yet, World War III in earnest, but there are regional wars that you deny. These are not regional conflicts. These are regional wars. Do you understand that?
I strongly disagree. I never knew the term war could be so subjective, but I strongly disagree. I think that China has had their military decapitated. I can send you a link after this if you want. But, you know, the last time I talked to your dad was a couple weeks ago, and I said, if this becomes a war, I'm off the Trump train. I'm still on the Trump train. I don't consider this a war yet. And, you know, you can kvetch and moan about how we're in World War III, and I'm happy to join you when we get there. But, you know, this is a matter of opinion at this point.
I don't think so. I don't think so. When we use over half our standoff munitions, I don't think it's a matter of opinion. I think it's a matter of numbers, logistics, and fact. We don't have the missiles to fight a conflict. We degraded our own military, Gavin. We did the thing we said we were going to do to Russia. Is that not true?
That's what happens when you blow people up. You run low on bombs. I don't think you hate Iran enough. I don't think you hate Islam enough. Islam is destroying the West currently. They've already invaded our country. Aren't you in Texas?
Is that Shia or Sunni? Is that the Takfiri Wahhabists that we set up in Saudi Arabia that brought that to the West? Or is that them? They were over there. We killed their pope. We killed their religious leader. We made them mad. It's like attacking an ant pile.
Well, you're talking like the problem with Islam is new. We've never not had a problem with Islam. This goes back to the Crusades. This goes back to the Ottoman Empire. They're incompatible with the West. The yin and yang of Earth is us versus Islam. I guess versus communism too. But we've always had a problem with them. And I think this is actually you're making me like this more now. The more we speak, I'm actually enjoying.
Well, yeah, you're a neocon.
I'm not a neocon. I hate neocons. I'm a isolationist, but I would put this under the blanket.
How can you say you're isolationist when you support this military action, as you call it? How does that work?
You need to do military actions once in a while. You have to flex your muscles. Here's an analogy, Rex. You're on the prison yard. Once in a while, if you're the king of the prison yard, you have to get in a little tussle. You have to get in a fight to remind everyone that you're the boss. Remember when Tony Soprano randomly beat up his assistant there after he got out of the hospital? He didn't want to do that. He didn't like it. It wasn't a big deal. It wasn't World War III, but it reestablished Tony Soprano as the head of the family, as the head of that crew. I don't think the Sopranos are a family.
All right. You know what? You know what? I can see the logic there. I can see the logic there. My problem with the analogy is that we're not the mob boss. The mob boss is being blackmailed by the gold digger. That's what's going on here. Israel got us into this conflict. You talk about Islam being a threat. I totally agree. Ayatollah never called me a goy. Ayatollah never tried to kick me off the internet. That was all people here.
Are you paraphrasing Muhammad Ali when he said Vietnam never called me N?
No, I didn't think about that, but I guess so. Unintentionally, maybe. Unintentionally.
Yeah. That's what Muhammad Ali said. Yeah, dude, okay, we should move on to another subject because we're getting into Beatles versus Rolling Stones, right?
That's totally fair. I want to ask you about that. Go ahead.
I'm not calling it a war. When it's a war, I will say you're right, I'm wrong. You know what? I've never done this before. We're making a retroactive bet. Me and Rex right now shaking on it. I'll pay you $100 if this becomes a war. You pay me $100 if we get out of there unscathed. I have a feeling we'll disagree on unscathed, so I'll lose.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right. We can shake on that digitally. That's good. I hope that you're right, Gavin. Let's talk about something else because here's the thing. That panel debate, and I want to do those myself. It's a very good format with the walkaway guy. You and Owen had an exchange about Epstein. What is your Epstein position?
Similar to Iran in that I don't care yet. There is enough real deal, tangible, disgusting pedophiles like this guy they just caught in Tacoma raping 4-year-olds. Here's my problem with Epstein. So far, all I can see is pubescent and post-pubescent girls. That's disgusting. It's not my cup of tea, but it's the same as Motley Crue and Led Zeppelin. And my beef with everyone freaking out on 15-year-olds and 16-year-olds is you dilute the term pedophile. And now when we hear about this guy in Tacoma, when we hear about the Mexican cartels literally trafficking children, we lump it in with some dumb 16-year-old sluts who don't have a reasonable dad. And we see it all as the same thing. There's disgusting creeps who have sex with adolescent girls. They make me sick. And then there's pedophiles who have sex with 5-year-olds, and there's plenty of that. Those throats need to be slit.
How can you say that he didn't do the things you're talking about as vile? When, here, just throw this up again, crew. Ghislaine Maxwell sentenced to 20 years in prison for conspiring with Jeffrey Epstein to sexually abuse minors. Now, I don't see how we can go from here into saying he's just a pervert. I really don't get it. Why is Ghislaine in jail?
That doesn't mean anything. This is the same justice system that murdered Jeffrey Epstein.
What?
Or took him away. Let me rephrase that. This is the same justice system that disappeared Jeffrey Epstein. The populace doesn't know what happened with that. So I don't trust the Ghislaine Maxwell thing. Just like Iran, the second you show me an 11-year-old raped on that island, I'm in. I want to talk about it all day. But we've been talking about all of these hypotheticals. And again, it's good that someone is out there on the front lines like you guys fighting for the hypotheticals. But I'm here in actual tangible evidence. And all I see is adolescence on Epstein Island. And I want us to focus on real molestation. We have real bona fide serious pedophiles. And don't you think it's unusual, by the way, that the Epstein experts like Owen, who's a friend of mine, they never talk about any other pedophilia. They don't seem concerned with the drag queen story hour pedophiles.
That's not true. Owen covered that on air for 10 years straight. I watched War Room growing up. That's completely not true. Like Owen would pioneer that type of content.
I don't hear the Epstein people talk about the 3-year-olds pedophiles. You know what I mean? The pedophiles who are with actual children. They seem totally 100% focused on Epstein with no other pedophilia.
I think the idea is that some monster freakazoid that's trying to diddle little kids is not the same thing as a billionaire influence peddler who potentially has blackmail and all these powerful people. He had power of attorney over Les Wexner, billionaire. He was on the Trilateral Commission. This is not a normal guy. When you have not a normal guy engaging in influence peddling, blackmailing, it's also a pedophile. People have a lot of questions, Gavin. I do. I can say he's evil.
One thing I want to make clear, too, is I am 100% convinced, and so are most people who are interested in this subject, I'm 100% convinced that Epstein worked with Mossad, and they blackmailed the Democrats because the Democrats were starting to drift away from Israel. So they said, let's blackmail Clinton and the like and say, you either support Israel or we're going to show you banging 16-year-olds. That's what I think Epstein Island was. I obviously don't like that. I don't like that Israel is using their secret service to terrorize our politicians, but it was Democrats. So they're not high on my priority list. Their rights. Bill Clinton's sex life is not high on my priority list.
All right. So you acknowledge and establish the intelligence connection. We both agree with that. We're about to go to break.
I never doubted that. Yeah. I never doubted that.
I want to go to break because we have to go to break. I want to plug really quick and come back with the Ilhan Omar stuff. I think that's something that we'll agree on there. I think that should be pretty fun. But I want to tell you guys, thealexjonesstore.com. I want you to check out the Power Drive bundle. That's Methyl Drive Power Plant. Two products made to be taken in tandem coordination with Methylene Blue. Methylene Blue is such an incredible product. We have it on the store available for you. 80% reorder rate, higher than that even. Please go get it, thealexjonesstore.com. We don't stay on air unless you fund us. See you right back with Gavin after these messages.
Let's get a move on.
We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound and what a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some never mind your brakes. Let it all hang out cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta and there's beer in Texarkana. And we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down. We're gonna do what they say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run.
New grape flavor bovine colostrum gummies. Yeah, baby. Yeah, these are the best. Support your gut with these great gummies. Get yours now. The all-new Groovy Great Bovine Colostrum Gummies have arrived. They're sweet, they're groovy, and they're ready to roll. Don't miss out. Get yours today. Oh, yeah, baby. The globalists are poisoning your family. Fight back with superfood gummies, vitamins, powerhouse probiotics, plus an organic fruit and veggie blast. For the resistance, get them now. Now that's how you stick it to the globalists. Tastes like pure victory, baby. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, it's been a long time since I started broadcasting when I was like 8 years old. And Gavin was definitely one of those foundational media influences on me growing up as a kid. And I know you said, you're not watching the modern stuff. I do see your clips. I do see you on the timeline. Here's my thing. Growing up, going to tennis tournaments, I just remember watching you on the phone on Rebel Media. So I wanted to give you your flowers and also do you that honor. And there are things that we disagree on. I want to get into this topic domestically, leading into Ilhan Omar, which I do want to get to. It's related because it's massive COVID fraud. What did you think, Gavin, of Fauci pleading the fifth about what color the sky was at the Senate today?
Well, I think that the chickens are coming home to roost with Fauci. The chickens are coming home to roost with everyone, actually. I want to thank Elon Musk for that, because from Britain to America, the entire Western world is waking up. And Fauci was a god during COVID.
This is true.
He writes about it in his gay little diary, where he says, Julia Roberts was nervous around me. He's such a little New Yorker. He's such a Brooklyn Ponce. He's like a little theater kid or something. And I think America's finally waking up to the fact that he knew that you can't really die from COVID if you're not an old or a fat. And it's so glad to hear that now. But didn't Biden make him a made man? Like, isn't he immune to prosecution?
Yeah, they say he's bulletproof, but the thing is, he can still perjure himself. And in fact, not answering the questions because he's received the pardon actually makes him liable, I think, in some way. I'm forgetting what the charge is there, but he's supposed to answer, right? Because he's supposed to be cleared of liability. He's supposed to answer the question. And you could see him there, just crew, see if we can get like a still shot or just him sitting in there, like staring Ron Paul down. He looks like how I imagine a rattlesnake would look if you stomped on its tail really hard. He looks like those are like, talk about Sopranos earlier, Richie Aprile, Manson lamps. That's what we're talking about.
Wouldn't you kill to be a fly on the wall in his home?
And like, Dr. Fauci.
Is he still arrogant? He's so weird. I think he's Italian. He's got that weird Brooklyn Jewish accent. We say, oh, they're talking about me, but I don't think this is going to be an issue. He talks like Woody Allen or something. I don't think it's going to be an issue. I think I'm all right. I really do. Or is he sweating a bit? I don't know. But if there's one thing I learned in this business, don't get excited about people going to jail for their crimes, especially if they're on the left. If they're Proud Boys and it's January 6th, you can get excited about them going to jail for decades. I mean, we've got lucky with a pardon, but that was serendipity. Outside of that, you know, if they're on the left and they've committed crimes, I think we can expose them on InfoWars and Censored.TV and mock them and enjoy laughing at their hypocrisy. But as far as like, ha ha, when they go to jail, I don't know. Fauci's not going to jail, so don't get your hopes up.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to jail. I just think it's super interesting that everyone basically knows this guy was part of a coordinated plan to destroy the country. And the EcoHealth Alliance emails are out there. They're publicly available. Fauci lied. People died about the gain of function research that went on in the Wuhan Institute of Virology that we funded specifically. So like, all of us collectively, let's pat ourselves on the back, shake each other's hands, because we paid for this to be made. Exactly. Yeah, we got to pat ourselves on the back and the shoulder. And that's the real indignity of it, is he's so old, he knows he's going to die before any real accountability could come. Right? Come on.
Well, let's relentlessly mock all the ass kissers from back during COVID. There was these guys called the Beta Boys or something. I forget what their exact name, but they were like sweating and they're heterosexuals, if you can believe this. At least three of the four are. And they were so nervous and excited when Fauci was coming on. Let's find them and mock them. This is our chance to gloat. The only joy we get in this world as far as the left wing screwing up is gloating. And it would be a crime not to do it at this point. We got to get in there and go,
okay, stay with me. That was a good 5 minutes. We're going to get back into it with Ilhan Omar and more Somali COVID fraud. I know me and Gavin both want them gone. Thank you. I'll see you after the break.
Baby, 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 I'm gonna leave you.
I like them shirts, y'all. Can you believe it? It's the girls from our shirts, Cletus.
Yeehaw, look at that! Hell yeah!
We matched!
I think they liked us.
We should go back!
AlexJonesStore.com, your one-stop shop for exclusive deals and products. Visit the site now and save big.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Running through domestic and foreign policy, where we agree, disagree, discuss, commentate, debate with the founder of Vice Media. Of course, you know, just generally a new media phenomenon, Gavin McGinnis. So happy to have him on the show. I want to throw to this clip of Ilhan Omar and the latest Somali fraud. Go ahead and play it.
Well, now investigators are tracking the web of fraud to other Minnesota Democrats, such as Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. Many of the suspects linked to the scheme live in her district, including a restaurant owner who hosted events for her. He has since been convicted of stealing $12 million in COVID funds.
So that's a liberal and loving, as we like to say here on the network. What do you think of the Somali activities?
I want to thank, what's his name? Is it Nick Shirley who did all the Leering Center stuff?
Yeah.
Did you see her net worth has gone down 99% since we exposed this? Can you imagine still being on that side after all of this exposure? I mean, if I was a lefty and I supported Ilhan Omar, I would have cut my losses a long time ago. She's a child of a despot. Just like Mamdani, she's from the elites. Mamdani was a Ugandan elite who was ironically pushed out by, what was his name? Idi Amin in 1970 or so. He was pushed out for having money. Just like Castro pushed out all the elites out of Cuba for the crime of having money. Then he comes into power and does the exact same thing. There's no difference with Ilhan Omar. Her dad was basically Mugabe. He slaughtered a quarter of a million people and then they had to escape. But they're escaping. They retain their money and power when they escape. She escaped Mogadishu and came here and just walked into the White House and became a despot over here. Now, the exposure is glaringly obvious. And the fact that people are still clinging to her shows you that the left is a cult and they can see their heroes rape, murder, destroy, steal, and they will not give up on the cult. So that's why I give up on them.
Well, I think that's key. I think that's key to explain is like Ilhan Omar wants to come over here and act like a victim and act like white people did something to her, which is just completely outrageous when she comes from literally the slave trader despotic lineage that you talk about. I mean, the people on the coast there, that's what they've done for hundreds, if not thousands of years. And this whole idea specifically, and this is where, here's the thing. I am majorly against this war because I see this war, the Iran war I'm getting back to a little bit here, as a means for mass migration, the destruction of my country. If you go look at these places, where did slavery originate from? The Arabs did it, right? Who sold the black people? It was the Muslims. Like, that's just a historical reality. You can look at the conquering of Europe and all of it. And when you import a culture like this into your country that is completely foreign and alien to everything that we believe, and then expect that person to cooperate and conform to that system, she's just going to try to take it over. Like, the stuff with her brother is insane. Can you get into that a little bit more? And with Mom Donnie?
She married her brother.
Right.
She married her brother for citizenship. The documentation is all there. Is my camera not working or something?
Yeah, I think it went down.
Oh, I see it there. Maybe I clicked on it. Oops. Whoops. She married her brother. It's been well documented. We can all see this. The left has blinders on when it comes to this kind of thing. But you shouldn't be shocked from that. The business plan of Islam is to convert or die. This is what they do. They want to replace the West with themselves, and it'll just become a turd world ish hole the same way it will back then. And, you know, I remember with Mogadishu, with Black Hawk Down, she said that was the time that America invaded her country. Look, I believe it or not, I'm not an interventionist. I didn't want us going to Somalia, but we went there because the despots, the drug kings, the warlords were stealing all of the aid we were trying to send to the poor, which we shouldn't be doing. And we went there to make sure they get our saltine crackers. It was an invasion to help the poor. I wish they didn't do it, but that's the narrative she consistently gets away with. She is the enemy. And something, I think the left, they love to talk about multiculturalism and diversity, but they've never been to these countries. They don't know about these cultures, and it's never occurred to them that some groups are more compatible than others. Like Mexicans, the Mexicans are what? They're half Spanish, half Aztec. I don't think we should be importing them to the numbers that we are, but they don't intrinsically despise us the way Islam does and Ilhan Omar supporters do. To the left, they see brown. They literally say brown, like it's all the same, but Sikhs and Hindus and Pakistanis.
Well, here's the reality. Here's really quick. Here's the reality. These groups hate each other, but they're taught to hate the white people more than they hate each other. And that's what did Obama call it? The intersectional coalition. I think that was the wording back from 2008. And they're still trying to do it to this day. If you look at the pride flag, right? The old one's just a rainbow. The new one's got a triangle in there, and they got the brown, the black. They got the pedophile thing in there. Like, it's a bizarre amalgamation because that's what they have to war against the West. I think that's key to explain.
It's a perfect amalgamation. And I'm glad you brought that up because it's the quintessential analogy of how insatiable both the left, LGBT, and Islam is. Like, you know, the way Islam will go, you are wearing a burqa, but I can see your ankles. Whack, 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 because you're never good enough for Allah. It's the same with LGBTQ. We give them a rainbow flag. The guy who made the rainbow flag hates the new trans flag because he goes, I already made a flag that's everyone. It's a rainbow for crying out loud. And they go, yeah, that's not inclusive enough. It's every color.
Right.
What's the expression? They say every color of the rainbow. I don't like the rainbow flag, by the way. It's hijacked from the Bible. It's meant to seduce children, but that wasn't good enough for them. They had to add a triangle in there. And even then they go, where are the black people? So we add in blacks, we add in trans. And have you seen the newest one? It's got like a circle in it. Like just like Islam.
Find it and pull it up. Find it.
It's sort of like, I used to have this thing with my kids when they were much younger. I called it Kids Day. And for a couple days a year, you can eat candy bars for breakfast. You go to bed whenever you want. You can play video games all day. And the next day, they'd always be sick because they ate garbage food all night and stayed up till like 2 a.m.
Sure, it's like going out and doing cocaine. It's a bad idea.
Yeah, and a lot of the people who do that or have done that are actually okay guys if you get to know them. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But the left and Islam, they're both children. And when you give children whatever they want, they destroy themselves. So it's ironic that the Western patriarchy is actually the best thing for women and children and gays and immigrants, because we're good at power. We've had it for a long time now. They're not good at power. They destroy everything in their wake and themselves.
Mm. I want to read a little bit more from this article about the fraud. So apparently this guy, or somebody, let me read it, her sister, excuse me, maybe he stole a dude, who knows. Public records in the state may tie Omar's sister, Sahara Noor, or Noor, to the operation. Noor has run several businesses in the region, including the People's Center Clinics, ooh, always another quality Learing Center type of device, and services in the Somali neighborhood of Minneapolis, which controversially received a $2 million earmark while her sister was a state representative. Noor went on to found a group called Grit Partners Consulting and publicly says her company has secured more than $20 million in funding for health initiatives and has consulted on projects backed by federal health agencies such as, look at this, USAID and the CDC. What do we know about them? Isn't that interesting? What do you think about that, Gavin?
I think we're dealing with remarkably low IQs. All of this, the average IQ in Somalia is what, 75?
That's not great.
That's sub Down syndrome. So I think these people are just smiling through all this controversy with no idea they were getting caught or could get caught or can be punished. Look at Shiloh Hendricks. Like, that guy had a criminal record. He was molesting teenagers. His son or the kid, whoever, whatever relation they are, was such a miscreant. He had an ankle bracelet. Now, I got an ankle bracelet, by the way, but I'm an old criminal. That kid was like 9 years old. And the fact that they are arrogant enough to want to press charges and attack people when they're criminals themselves shows that these people are oblivious. I mean, I like the child analogy because we keep seeing this sort of like smiling through chaos as they screw up their lives more and more and destroy the West more and more and go, what, me worry? It's like the Alfred E. Newman mentality.
Sure. And talking about just kind of like a childlike mindset, we can say that Somalis are dumb or whatever. The Europeans are also quite dumb as well because they just keep letting these people into their countries and they go ahead and do terror attack. And, you know, you don't need actually to use a gun. You use a car, do acid attack, whatever. And of course, recovering the Shiloh Hendricks thing right there, which is completely insane. She's leaving. The guy's following her with the cell phone. That's really all you need to know about that.
Yeah. They not only will they not concede, they won't run away. They'll press charges on the person they were trying to rape. That's the common thing here. But I've noticed, at least with my peers, there's this anti-Semitic trope of, we would have been fine if the Jews hadn't let them all in. Opening borders to the worst of the world has been a problem forever. When I lived in Canada, we had Pierre Trudeau, Justin Trudeau's dad, and he was under the impression that Americans are all in the KKK and it's a white power nation. So he started promoting diversity and open borders as an FU to America because Canadian politics is largely based on spite. And, you know, we just had a new prime minister up there whose entire campaign was, I hate Trump. So this problem of opening your borders and ruining the utopias you create seems to be a Western, I don't know, flaw, virus. It's a problem with the program that just keeps coming up with us.
I think a lot of the time we prioritize foreign policy over domestic. And I think domestic policy is downstream of foreign policy. I think that's a big reason why people point to the wars. And here's the thing, like that's why people point to world Jewry as well, because a lot of that is responsible for a lot of these wars. And you can say that's an anti-Semitic trope. It's just the truth. It's just reality.
It might be. But this might be a bastardization of Christianity or something where,
all right,
you know,
that is the real meta point. It is the Christian Zionism, which is a fake religion, in my opinion. Not even,
okay.
Yeah, not even Israel necessarily, because if we didn't have people like Lindsey Graham, we wouldn't be in situations like this. So
yeah, Lindsey's a neocon. The neocons are pro-Israeli, pro-globalist war hawks. They're evil. They're anti-American. But the thing that bugs me is, like, if you go down the anti-Semite hole, there's no culpability and it's someone else's fault. And I think we need to acknowledge our own flaws when it comes to self-blame and guilt. Like, America is just black failure, white guilt. It's been that way since for at least 50 years since MLK was shot. But there's this thing, like, say you go to a Japanese guy and you go, you took this island from the Ainu and you stole their land. He would laugh in your face. If you said to a Mexican, you're basically a conquistador that killed the Aztecs and destroyed the Aboriginals and you're evil and you should give this land back. He'd laugh in your face. You do that with any country in the world, any race, any culture, and they would laugh in your face. Yet when you say it to white Westerners, they immediately capitulate and go, you're right, we're evil, what can we do? And it's always been that way. Like, it's not post-World War II it's been that way. Who ended slavery? The Brits. The Brits said, this is morally wrong. I need to go to Africa and die on the shores of Africa, liberating the African slaves. I bet at the time there was African slaves going, why are you gay? Why do you bother trying to liberate me? They probably weren't even asking to be liberated, but it's just, it's something that got us through Siberian winters, this altruism and this benevolence and this caring about other people's problems, but it's got to come to an end. We need to get selfish again. We need to start worrying about our own future, because this altruism and embracing other cultures is being used against us. Look at this birthright citizenship. Great idea. Great concept. I totally support it 100 years ago. Now you have Chinese people flying in, giving birth, and then leaving. They're taking advantage of our benevolence, and we need to stop being so benevolent.
All right, Gavin, where do people find you?
They can find me at censor.tv. I would like it if you would go there today and sign up, Rex, and watch me.
Well, here's the thing.
Day.
I texted you like a year ago asking if you had hosting work for you. You never texted me back. So, you know, what's going on there?
Well, you should have nagged me more. If you do recall, we spent like 5 months setting up a show for you on this network. And then there was some misunderstanding.
Pops obliterated that like the nuclear program.
Pops got in a bad mood one day and he nuked it. But we still love you. We're still, there's a giant Venn diagram of the Joneses and the McInnesses. I was going to move down there.
Really?
To be with you. We're basically like cousins, you and I, kissing cousins. Can I kiss you?
All right, Gavin. All right. Glad to have you on the show. I appreciate you, even though we disagree on the war and stuff like that.
Hold on. Before you hang up. I don't believe in disagreements. It's subjective right now. The bet is still in
the
air.
I don't agree.
But I'm prepared to lose the bet.
All right. Really quick, let's define terms. So you define war as ground invasion, do you not?
If you really want to get down to it, I define war as more than 100 American soldiers dead.
All right. I think we're already in one, but to your arbitrary standard, which objectively is arbitrary, we have that bet. And I hope that you're right.
Why are you hanging up on me when we still have 7 minutes? Are you bored of me?
I have to do plugs. He'll come in here with the belt and whip me, even if though he's in Hawaii. He'll teleport over here and he'll beat me with the belt. I want to do a plug, but if you want to do a plug with me, here, have you taken the methylene blue?
No, but I have a methylene blue butt plug. I was just about to.
All right. We don't need to put things up there. We will send you some methylene blue so you can try it. Do you know what it is?
No.
All right. So it's a small molecule. You got nitrogen, sulfur, chlorine. Chlorine makes a medical dye. They use it now because it's safer than radioactive iodine. But the sulfur.
What am I, a nerd? I don't understand any of this.
Well, give me a second. It gets you jacked up. Do you want to try some?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. We'll send you some methylene blue. And if you guys want to get it too, you can get it from thealexjonesstore.com. I invented two proprietary products. Gavin, I'm a business owner, supplement formulator, power plant and methyl drive. You guys got to get them right now. Magnesium, CoQ10, PQQ, Rhodiola Rosea, Golden Root. It's got the cordyceps, the zinc, the selenium. It's got the boron as well. Raise your free testosterone, raise your ability to get through hard days and hard tasks, and ultimately raise the potential of the methylene blue that you're probably already taking if you're watching this network. We have that available for you. It's a really good deal, really good price. People just kind of across the internet have told me they've started taking it and they've been able to get to the gym again. They've been able to get through hard days at work again. Specifically that power plant formula. If you're looking for something like Super Male Vitality from back in the day, I basically invented a better version of that. That's called Power Plant. It's available solo or also in the Power Drive bundle at thealexjonesstore.com. I've also got Methyl Drive. Like I said, if you specifically want to enhance what Methylene Blue does for your body, take CoQ10, PQQ, which are going to help your mitochondria, increase the efficiency of the electron transport chain. That's what CoQ10 does. PQQ improves mitochondrial biogenesis. Now, what does that mean? If you have an injured mitochondria, it fuses with a healthy one. They share their DNA. They heal. You have a healthy mitochondria. It will split. That's That's how you get more mitochondria just in general. That's called mitochondrial biogenesis. Look up PQQ. Look up CoQ10. Look up what proper magnesium does for your body. Look up what proper methylated vitamin B12 does for your body. All of that and more is in Power Plant and Methyl Drive, and you can get them all three together on the Power Drive bundle at the InfoWarsStore.com, along with the other phenomenal products. We have the turmeric. We have the Shilajit tincture, which I think may already be out. Maybe I'm leaking information right there. We've got the MK Ultra, which is a phenomenal multivitamin, also nootropic as well. Ultimate Burn. If you really, you're trying to lose a little bit of weight, here's the thing. I've been doing a good job. I'm almost down to like 205 now. If you want to join me on a weight loss journey, you can get yourself some Ultimate Burn. And all the other products we have, like Methylene Red specifically, are also great for that. Methylene Red also has that CoQ10. Methylene Red has a phenomenal price. You save 50% right now if you go get the Methylene Red. Get the turmeric, get the blue, get the gummies, get the colostrum. My grandma is not capping on jaw for real. It really helped her with her hair if you want it. We've got the T3 trifecta iodine, the absolute staple of the old network. We've got the ultimate sea moss, ultimate turmeric, the bovine beef tallow. It's got the methylene blue inside the tallow. Incredible antioxidant, methylene blue. I already went over it, tried to with Gavin a little bit. We've got the zeolite, incredible for heavy metal support, dechelation, stuff like that. The Shilajit complex, we've even got smelling salts. Ultimate Life Force, which is absolutely incredible. It's got the natokinase in there. It's got things, theoretically to, you know, attenuate certain anecdotal things with the spike protein. Not making a health claim there. Talk to your doctor. It's just a top rated formula for a reason. The Ultimate CMOS gummies in another form. The creatine, the Ultimate Power. We've got tons of sales on the different forms and flavors of the Ultimate Power pre-workout. We've got the NAD. We've got the Methyl Drive. We've got the MK Ultra. We've got Optimal Human. I got drink mixes for you. I got powders. I got lozenges. I got energy gum. This is what you need. We have an electrolyte powder. It is so important in the summer months to get proper electrolyte support. And if you look at a lot of these blends on the grocery store shelf, they are pure garbage. Get yourself some Optimal Human. Get yourself some beef tallow. Get yourself some Atomic Defense. All of that and more is available at thealexjonesstore.com. I did not even mention the water filtration, the shower filtration that we have, the Patriot apparel that we have, the collectible coins, memorabilia that we have, literally everything that you could ever want theoretically or practically to support this operation, you can get at thealexjonesstore.com. This is what makes us different. Other people do a show so they can sell a product. We sell the best products in the world so that we can do the best show in the world. That's what makes this operation completely different, completely viewer, listener, supported, funded, owned by you at home when you decide, when you choose to make the decision to support us and get the phenomenal products at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm telling you again, the Power Drive Bundle, Methyl Drive, Power Plant, Methylene Blue, that is like the trifecta. And if you're going to take that, I want you to come back and tell me personally, send a testimonial, what it did for you in your life, what problem, use it to attenuate. I really think you're going to notice and enjoy some real benefits from that. And we got a really, really phenomenal gentleman about to join us here in the next segment, Tennessee State Rep Monty Fritz. He's running for governor. He's an absolutely incredible gentleman. I had a conversation with him about weather weapons. He's done a lot of really important work, and I wanted to talk to him because he's kind of one of these cultural phenomenons like a James Fishback who's just kind of surging right now. But he's not just that. He's this and more. He's really pro-life guy. I am as well. Want to talk to him about that. Very pro taking care of the family, bringing choice back, allowing people to protect their property. All these things and more are coming up on the Alex Jones Network. And if you want to find me, if you want to follow me, support me, that's going to be Rex Jones News with a Z. That's going to be Twitter. That's going to be Instagram. That's Rex Jones News with a Z. Follow me there. I do gray area talks Thursday and Sunday, marquee show. And then every single morning, I am live for you. New American Journal. Follow me there on Rumble. Just go ahead and do it. New American Journal, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. If you're watching on the old network and you can't find the new show, I am doing a morning show for you literally every single day of the week. Even when I'm here in the chair this week, I got my buddy's still doing it, doing a phenomenal job. And of course, gray area, we never miss gray area, 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. on Sunday, 7:30, 9:30 p.m. on Friday. I really appreciate all the love and support I've been getting. And we will see you after this break and after these messages with Monty Fritz.
fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts. Go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. It's globalist siege. It's globalist economic warfare. It's a globalist blockade, an embargo, sanctions against American populist patriots. For everyone that's been watching and listening to me for years, you've seen the attacks. You've seen the deplatforming. You've seen the court battles, the news articles, the demonization, the bogus default judgments. We even have FBI and CIA operatives on hidden camera talking about how their entire goal was to take me out at the knees by knocking out my ability to accept payments. And that model they used on me, they admit, is for all of you.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
So with Alex Jones. And the goal with him was what, just to bankrupt him?
Pretty much.
Well, because of First United Payments and your support, they failed. And they failed because I had a processor with a backbone who loves America and believes in the free market. One who stands up for American justice and who didn't back down when they received threatening messages and pressure from other major institutions. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Consolidation, vertical integration, that is the goal of the BlackRock globalist system. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. This is the key to their entire panopticonic takeover plan in their own words. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system. Even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. Visit First United Payments now at FirstUnitedPayments.com. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. That's 877-899-1313. The tyrants are counting on us not to innovate. They're counting on us not to migrate to institutions and organizations that are pro-human just like us. This isn't some new company. I've been using them for almost a decade. They're already taking care of most of the patriots. Whether you're a florist, have a gas station, or you're a farmer, or you've got a little five and dime shop or a factory, whatever it is, online merchants, this is the place for you. These guys are patriots and they're in our corner. They're Americans just like us and they hate the New World Order with a passion. They believe in the free market and they understand this is 1776 2.0. 90% of it is information warfare and financial. And this is just as important as the right to self-defense and guns. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Thank you so much. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on. For your mind.
Welcome back to the program. Coming into the third hour here. As a young Texan, I wanted to get a Tennessean on who's trying to do something really important. Here's the thing. A lot of the time, I think as Americans, we look at the big picture and we say, Strait of Hormuz, Bab el-Mandeb, Russia, Ukraine, China, when in the reality, the important thing is what's happening here domestically at home. And that's actually where we have the most impact in these local and statewide elections. I met Monty up at an event called America First United, where you were a speaker, and I was quite impressed, because here's the thing. I'm looking for specific language from candidates going forward in the future as a young person. I'm looking for people to talk about the problems that I face, not just now, but, you know, 20, 30, 40 years in the future. And I think everyone we got right now, most of the establishment people, they are not concerned at all, because they can get rich quick. They can implement a scheme. They can make their buddies happy. And it is what it is. But people that actually care about this country and want to change it and do something positive in the future, really returning us to what we had before. Monty, that's what made me interested in your campaign. How are you doing?
Oh, thank you. I'm honored that you would say that. I do think that we have to embrace our Christian heritage, and we're going to uplift the name of Christ and the consistency of purpose in the Constitution everywhere we go.
Amen to that. All right. So what's it like being somebody that is a constitutional conservative in a country kind of gone mad?
It's disappointing sometimes. We've allowed our politicians to take us away from the fact that our rights come from God. I think that's been intentional over decades. I think that we have so many weak males in politics that they'll do anything for a little ring kissing and rump smooching. And they've allowed that to happen. So when you speak the straight, hard truth, it sometimes concerns people. It upsets people. But I will tell you, Rex, I think your generation, I think even the 40 and below, this liberty and less government message, it's not really about me. It's about the fact that our rights do come from God, and we are what God has given us in America is exceptional. And in Tennessee, it's the best, and we better preserve it.
Right. We're not going to give it away, and it doesn't matter who's trying to take it. And here's the thing. People that are good, they don't actually want to, you know, be controlling the world and doing all this insane stuff. They want to be, you know, barbecuing with the kids, hanging out with the dog, you know, doing stuff with the family. That's real life. But that American life for a lot of people, especially in my generation, you know, Monty, I don't feel like I'm going to own a house in the near future. I could never afford that. So what do you say to young people really in your communities in Tennessee that are feeling the same way?
Well, in Tennessee, it's important that we have folks that will serve the population and try to keep more money in the people's pockets. That's the reason we've pushed to get rid of the state grocery sales tax, to reform property tax in Tennessee, so we're not being taxed against unrealized capital gains. Those two things help with the affordability crisis. I think much of the affordability crisis is driven by, again, these people, these been in politics too long folks that send our money all over the world. When we have homeless veterans and aged people and young parents that can't make ends meet, and yet we continue to tax them at a national level and send that money to 150, 200 countries. And that's unacceptable. We have forgotten that God blessed this nation into existence, and our founders come here to spread the gospel. And that we've missed that in politics over the last few decades, I think. And it's time that we recalibrate government so that those folks serving in government are trying to help the estate of all Tennesseans. And that's important. We shouldn't be picking special interest groups. We shouldn't be taking money from foreign influence or even domestic influence that doesn't have our best interest in mind, because it influences how these politicians vote on things.
Sure. I mean, I call it the cruelty of convenience, right? Like, if you look at the abortion issue, 63 million Americans murdered, right? And people can say right now, it is what it is. I go to the club. I have my boss life. But when you're 70 years old and there's no people to help you, and you're in the nursing home and it's empty, and there's no electrician to fix the electricity, nobody to fix the street, we're headed for a population collapse. And this is what I think people don't understand. They say in the West, we're bad because there's all these people. One day there's not going to be as many people if people with these insane evil policies get their way and allow murder to continue to be legal. What do you think about that?
Well, we must protect the unborn. The child in the mama's belly must have equal protection under the law. To not do that is an apostasy. We've got much work to do on that in Tennessee. And when you think about what has happened in these murderous abortion clinics and the pills flowing that are taking the life, we kill off generations. It's not just one life. But that one life that is taken would have had children and grandchildren and great grandchildren. So what you just described is accurate. We have depleted ourselves of our own ability to care for ourselves over time and to perpetuate liberty.
Right. And people feel like because they're economically disadvantaged, because the system does have them down, has had them down for a long time. A lot of predatory taxes, a lot of predatory political officials over the years really corrupted this country. People get fooled and co-opted into that murderous decision, that murderous choice. And I think we see that widespread over the country.
I agree with you. And I think, we've been pretty bold and vocal about how we talk about equal protection for the unborn. And it does ruffle some feathers, but, you know, the law is a teacher. God's law is a teacher. It teaches us that we can't earn salvation. It's through Christ that we can be saved. And civil law must be in place to teach us that there are lines that we don't cross. And we, again, we've got some work to do on that in Tennessee. House Bill 570 this past year, a friend of mine sponsored that. I co-sponsored it. A couple other people did. We're going to continue to push for that in Tennessee.
100%. And I just think it's important to point out, if someone commits a homicide and the woman is pregnant, that's a double homicide. It's just legal. So like this is in the law. And like people will, you can say stuff like this and the propagandized, especially like young liberals, and it's super sad. They look at you like you have three eyes, but they don't live in reality. That's what this is. And this is why, like, as a young person, I want to stand on business on this. We are pro-life. We are not pro-murder. Yeah. We not execute children in this country. And keep in mind, Christianity is supposed to be the end of human sacrifice. Like when all the stuff was happening in South America, the reason why Cortez was able to topple the Aztec Empire is because all the neighboring tribes were tired of having their children killed on top of giant pyramids, right? So this is a demonic energy, a demonic spirit. You literally are saying, okay, I'm going to kill this child so I have more time to do what I want. That's a Faustian bargain, a Faustian deal, and I just want to stand on business there, and I think it's really important that's a part of your platform. I also want to talk about this, no incentives for illegals. No incentives. What does this mean?
That means that we citizens should not be paying for health care, housing, or education for foreign citizens, period. And we do that today. We do that across the country. We do that in Tennessee, and folks are afraid that it sounds too harsh. The fact of the matter, all those people that have come across that southern border or northern border, whether they, and or even if they flew into the country or hit one of the coasts, if they come in illegally, they broke the law. Now, they're image bearers of God. I'm not suggesting that we should be unnecessarily mean to them, right?
Right.
But what I am suggesting is that we can no longer perpetuate that. This is an electoral, an economic, and an existential threat to the republic. We must deport every illegal. I fully intend to make Tennessee the least favored place for any illegal in the United States. We're going to aggressively take that on. And I think that we have to go a little bit further, Rex. I think we've been reluctant to take on the companies that take advantage of foreign labor. And whether it is illegal foreign labor or whether it happens to be the H-1B visas that we bring in from other third world countries to do labor and work them for nothing, we're diminishing our culture. We're not requiring an assimilation to American values and ideas. And we're really harming the younger generation. One of the things I hear the most on college campuses is stop allowing people from other countries to take slots in our universities and colleges that we can't get into, and stop housing people from other nations because it's increasing the cost of our housing, whether rent or purchase. And many young people find themselves in a position like you just vocalized, that it's going to be tough to buy a house.
Yeah.
And that's because the illegals and the H-1B visas, some of the legal immigration is placing additional demand on the system.
This is so key to point out. Between 2021 and 2023, when the interest rates were super low, you have massive amount of H-1B visa immigrants securing 30-year mortgages. So this is just on the record true. And I think it's so key what you pointed out earlier, and this is how I feel about it too. And just a preamble to that, you're talking about the incentives. People say, oh, it's mean to take those away. The incentives themselves are harsh because you're luring people over here to work in a predatory system by the big corporations you just described. So it's actually evil to do that. And that's what I want people to understand. When you drag third worlders here to do these jobs that you say Americans don't want to do, Americans want to do those jobs. You're not willing to pay them. You're not willing to pay them. And that's just the reality. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I think that many of the folks that recruit either illegal or even, again, legal under the system, foreign labor, and they work them in a black market economy, or they pay them under the table, and they not only impact the citizen with that, but that's really a form of human trafficking. We've got to crack down on those businesses. You know, we often think of human trafficking as a sex trade thing, but it is also a labor thing.
Sure.
And there's probably an extreme version of that, but there's also what we would call the soft version of it. And these companies that recruit large colonies of foreign citizens to come in and run their chicken plants or their whatever, their assembly lines, they're practicing a form of human trafficking. It must end in Tennessee.
Right. And just because it's legal doesn't make it right. And it's legal right now under our Constitution and Bill of Rights. A lot of these things, I think, under careful examination wouldn't be. And I think that's why it's so key. We got people like you. We got people like Fishback really running. And I want to speak to this a little bit. We're not tied down by any sort of leadership other than God's. Right. That's the boss. That's who's in charge. That's who we follow. Jesus Christ. I think that's super important. In America, there is this culture, I think, in politics of celebrity worship. Where people become, and I'm guilty of this 100%. I've been a cheerleader during portions of my life. What I try to do now is find the facts and find the reason. What do you think Americans need to be focused on when they look for people to vote for, to support in elections, whether it's you, whether it's somebody else? What's the litmus test to you?
I think there are several things. I think embracing our Christian heritage is important. I often get a question from some of the cancel culture media, the ABCs, the NBCs, Would you, Bonnie, if you could, cancel Islam? And I immediately say yes. First, I don't think Islam is a religion. I think it's a political movement, a forced political movement. And secondly, as a born-again Christian who believes what Jesus said, that Christ said he was the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father except by him. If I really believe that, why wouldn't I want to cancel every other path that's only going to lead those people to hell if I have any concern for them? And so, that seems a little hard for some of the soft-skinned males that I talk to, but we're going to stick to that. Secondly, overtaxation is the first and most effective form of bondage. These people in D.C., and many of them want to come back and be governor. They want to perpetuate decades-long careers in federal politics and many in state politics. They're practicing a fiscal pedophilia. What they're doing to future generations is profane.
Yes.
And so I'm quoting a friend of mine that wrote a book, Fears of Our Founders, Mike Ferguson. And I think he's nailed it with that fiscal pedophilia. I would offer this third thing. Look at the weaponized incompetence of most political bodies. Many of us have lost confidence in Congress, the Senate, the House, even our state institutions, because we have so many men and women, males and women, that get into politics. And they promise to do these three things or these four things, and then either they are incompetent to do so and they weaponize their incompetency against us, or they're just liars. And I think one of the greatest challenges, Rex, that we're facing right now is re-earning the confidence of the average Tennessean that somebody in Nashville, Tennessee is actually working for them. Somebody with a working class, blue-collar mindset is actually willing to work for them. And I think that's all across the country. Being a Tennessee First guy, I'm going to always focus on our state and what's good for the volunteer state.
Okay. I think this is really important. And I want to cut a clip here because I want a lot of people to see this. This is key. You're running for governor right now in Tennessee. You're breaking down a key critical issue here on this fiscal pedophilia. that's going on in our system. Basically, I'm going to give just a little bit of a brief summary. I want you to give us a deep dive, go into it. I think this is so key for people to understand in 5 minutes if you could do this. But first off, the idea of spending all this money on essentially cheap credit, the backs of the young men and women right now, the children just being born, the children still in their mother's wombs, they are the ones that are going to have to pay for this massive overspending. Please break this down.
Yeah, so we continue to spend money that we don't have at a federal level. We borrow money each year. The deficit is ranging between $1.8 and $2 trillion annually. Our national debt is $39.5 or $0.6 trillion at this point in time, with every household in America owing between $275,000 and $290,000 in debt. Most Tennesseans will never be able to satisfy their family debt and what these politicians have done to them. So the average Tennessean pays $15,700 a year in federal income tax and $4,500 in state and local tax. That means the average Tennessean is working through April just to hit a break even. Our founders would have been up in arms by this. It is an overtaxation. We in politics, but politics in general, try to convince the public we need to do that to do more good. What they need to do is stop the corruption and stop thinking that government is the answer to every problem, because it's not. As President Reagan said, government's often the problem and ineffective and inefficient in the way they do things. And so that phrase, that fiscal pedophilia, we are ruining the financial lives of future generations of Americans, of Tennesseans. Their inability to buy a home is much influenced by the devaluing of the dollar. I think that many of these people really want to get us onto some socialized digital currency, and I think that they don't care if they break the proverbial bank. Most of the people in Congress that are voting for these kinds of budgets need to be replaced. And so this is a participation sport. I don't want to be in politics. I get criticized sometimes for saying this. I have no desire to go be governor of the state of Tennessee, but God's put a burden on my heart for this. And I refuse to accept my children and my grandchildren to be slaves to another system because of weak males in politics today. And so to all your viewers, I would issue this challenge and go pick up a ballot. Go pick up a petition, rather, and run for office. God is calling men to stand up and be men. 1 Corinthians 16:13 gives that. There's an initial caution. Be alert. Be on alert. Stay firm in the faith. And then the next words, if you read an NASB, is act like a man. And too many people in politics aren't acting like men. It's time that they man up.
I think that's a powerful message, and there's a saying, they say strong men create good times, weak men create hard times, and that's kind of a cyclical nature of society across history that we've seen in a lot of things, you know, mirroring Roman Empire, Greek Empire, other periods throughout history. Let's not make those same mistakes. The definition of insanity is repeating the same mistake over and over again and expecting different results. We got to find something different. We got to find people that prioritize God, putting Jesus first, and really, you know, allowing that to rule our country, not, you know, a theoretical, you know, figurehead that really isn't anything. I think that's super important.
It is, Rex. And our founders, God gave them the ability to figure this out, that they put in place a system, a set of ideals, a contract, a constitution, that if we will abide within the bounds of that contract between we, the people, and those who hold office, we can pass on liberty to our next generations. Right. But we have folks that are worried about modifying weather and controlling our actions rather than securing our liberty, as the Declaration of Independence indicates is our first responsibility in government.
Yeah, I think that's so key. I often describe the Constitution as if we had lawyers arguing for us against the devil himself. I think that's a good way to put it. And I want to get into this. We got about 5 minutes left. You're somebody that acknowledges, hey, we got to protect our earth because God gave it to us. We want our children, grandchildren to experience a beautiful environment. What's going on with this weather weapons legislation that you blocked?
So we passed a couple of years ago a prohibition against geoengineering in the state. We made it broad on purpose. I wanted to address both this silly carbon capture, which was really a scheme by many of the elitists to charge us for the air we breathe.
Slavery.
I think. And then the water rights part of cloud seeding. I mean, just to go to that, aside from all the stratospheric aerosol injection and these crazy pagans who want to block the sunlight to cool the earth, it's ridiculous, but there are people that think that way. But in 8 Western states, we have folks that are paying to seed the clouds to harvest more rain or snowfall. Well, if they are effective at doing that, and they tell you they are, that they're harvesting 10 to 11% more precipitation, then I think that means someone downstream is getting 8 to 10 to 11% less precipitation. And that's
stealing the rain.
Problem
for me. Stealing the rain, potentially.
Yeah. And playing God. And that's the real sin of it. That's the real crime of it, is the attempt to play God. And so, you know, we hope to push for some really hard conversations between our state and others as to what you're doing to us. And to have a very open conversation, do we want the Bill Gates of the world, those people who create a virus to perpetuate a solution to it, to enrich themselves? Because some people do indeed think that way. Do we want them being able to decide who does and doesn't get rainfall because of who paid and who didn't? I think not. I think we can't allow ourselves to get to that. Aside from the disasters that we suffered one in Tennessee where I think there was cloud seeding that was involved in that with the Helene from 2 years ago. Many people think that happened in Texas about a year and a half ago with a horrible flood where the lives were lost at the camp because apparently there had been some cloud seeding that took place in the area at some time adjacent to that. We shouldn't accept that. That's scripture is clear. And our founders understood that we had a good constitution and we had to remain moral, aligned with God's word for that to work. And scripture is clear. It rains on the just and the unjust. And rain is a blessing. If we allow mankind to get into deciding who does and does not get rainfall for any reason, I think that's an immoral and unconstitutional approach. I'm going to continue to fight against that.
I agree. Thank you, Monty. Where do people find you? What's the website? And when is the election?
Yeah, so Election Day is August 6th. We've got early voting through the 1st. And then Election Day on August 6th, you can find me at Fritz, F-R-I-T-T-S, the number 4TN.com. And any of the social media platforms, you'll see we're pretty active on those, Monty Fritz or Fritz for TN. And we would appreciate it if you like what you see on those views or on those sites. Tell all your friends, pass it on, like it, copy it, post it. We need all the help we can in our grassroots campaign to win this governorship.
Awesome, Monty. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you. All right. We're going to come right back in that fourth hour. I'm going to take your calls. We're going to talk the Charlie Kirk footage, the latest release tapes, all that. I want to hear what you have to say, theories, analysis, ideas. We have multiple versions of the video, which we will be playing. I also want to tell you guys about Sam Altman's latest AI scheme to merge with AI and become his version of the singularity and to run your life and run our world. We don't accept that. And I'm really appreciative of everyone that's watching me right now. You can follow me at Rex Jones News with a Z on Twitter, on Instagram. It's Gray Area Talks. Follow that on YouTube. That's my show, as well as New American Journal in the Morning. And I really do appreciate everyone who's been checking out the morning show. I'm still live. Even though I'm doing the Alex Jones Show 11 to 3 now, I'm still having my buddies host it. So if you want to tune in, that's New American Journal every single morning. I'll see you for the fourth hour here, talking all things conspiracy.
A massive sale going on right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Huge. Ultimate summer sale. 50% off Ultimate Power, Freedom, Mango, and Patriot Punch. Methylene Red capsules. This is a proprietary product. It would take an hour to get into Ultra Methylene Red. The capsules are now in. Mind Fueled Nootropic Energy Shots. All 50% off. 40% off zeolite tincture, detoxifying, go up for spike protein, and it's good for your whole body getting heavy metals out. Methylene blue tincture, 40% off. CMOS gummies, 40% off. Shilajit gummies, 40% off. Methylene blue gummies, 40% off. Ultimate chill, and a whole bunch of other big discounts as well. 30% off all apparel. The widest selection of Patriot shirts of every different design, configuration. It is the widest selection. It's over 800 different shirts. It's ridiculous. The new line that I designed is, I think, pretty good. Rebel scum since 1776. The Betsy Ross flag, less 1984, more 1776. In muscle shirts, a whole bunch of other really cool stuff now at thealexshowstore.com. I love this lightweight so-called dress shirt, but it's a very special type of shirt from a great manufacturer. We now have the boxer shorts, and they're not boxer like underwear. You know, the classic boxer shorts that aren't long and aren't short. They're just kind of medium. They're my favorite type. I picked these out. I picked the brand. I said, this is the type of short I like. We're adding a lot of new apparel at thealexjonesstore.com. And every order right now, and it's about to end in the next few days, gets a free mystery T-shirt. You just put your size in. You get a free mystery T-shirt with every order that's $29 or more at thealexjonesstore.com. That is a hell of a deal right now. We've got the silver collectible 250-year anniversary with the amazing Jerusalem cross. Those are going to be gone soon. TheAlexJonesStore.com, and you stand with us, and you know that all the great work we're doing is because of you. You are the reason we're here. You are the InfoWar. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
And starting in December, participation in the draft will be automatic, meaning that if you're between 18 to 24 in America and you're male, you'll be automatically put into the draft system.
From when?
I think from December.
This year?
Yes, that is correct, yes.
So between the age of 18 and 25, you think. And what does that really mean? Well, I've not really experienced that in my lifetime. So it means that if you're between the age of 18 and 24, either gender.
No, male.
Male, then you have to sign up for the army.
No, you already put into a draft.
Oh, you're already. Okay, but you might be called upon.
That's right.
President Trump has ordered the Pentagon, the Selective Service, to put out bids and has given them 3 weeks. For AI companies, big tech, to have a plan to implement the draft. Yes, it's the law. You're a man. When you get 16 to get a driver's license, you're supposed to register for it. But now it's for everybody, and you cannot opt out of it. And they have it set now to basically implement the draft and then have you called up with your draft number. And they're going to say that, oh, well, we're not sure we're going to do it, but we're going to have it primed and ready, but have you already drafted and ready to be called up off your smartphone. And you saw the neocon that Israel installed in Kentucky. We played his speeches a few months ago where he said, sure, we can call up the draft basically any time, but we need to go ahead and implement the draft now and have everybody through basic training and then be on standby because we've got to have a full war in the Middle East.
If you figure, okay, well, we got to start selective service. We got to get them through all the in-processing, boot camp, training. You're talking months downstream. Do we really have that time anymore?
No.
Is that a deeply flawed concept? And so what would really happen if we had to go from what I call a cold start of a pending, you know, world war? How fast and what would really happen if we had to re-implement selective service, i.e. the draft, train, equip, and prepare to deploy those forces? I'm not sure we have that kind of time anymore.
And it's going to take at least 500,000 troops. And we have Mark Levin, who is the mouthpiece of Netanyahu and Trump's brain. We have a clip of him saying that Trump sent in 400,000 troops into Iraq and that it took 40-something minutes and that Iran will take 50-something minutes.
The Iranians have been at war with us for over four decades. But if we wanted to go to war, we know how to go to war. George W. Bush showed us. He sent 400,000 troops in. And you defeat Iraq in about 43 minutes. We can do the same with Iran. Maybe it'd take 54 minutes.
Trump last year got legislation passed to make the Selective Service mandatory and to raise the age of conscription to 42 from 35. It also makes it the law that computers will automatically register you into the draft when you get a driver's license or when you turn 18, whichever one happens first. They published on the Federal Register, under orders from President Trump via the Pentagon and Selective Service, vendors that have been given less than a 3-week window, AI companies, to compete for the contract to implement those provisions of the law and to prepare for national conscription, for the full invasion, ground invasion of Iran. The other big component is we're not going to be indentured servants to Israel and to the globalists for this insane war. The Pentagon has told Trump, do not launch this war, that the mullahs wouldn't fall. They have set a ground invasion. It will be the biggest bloodbath ever. Will make Vietnam look like a walk in the park. This is beyond a disaster. Graham on the phone days in saying he believed they would fall in days or weeks guaranteed, which we've been told he told Trump and so did Netanyahu from information leaked to Axios. Now it's all confirmed. They were wrong. We were right. They ignored the Pentagon.
What we're trying to do is just get a few cities to fall in the next month. Get the Arabs more openly involved tomorrow or by the end of the week and just have almost irreversible momentum.
So we're about to have a national draft implemented for total war and expansion of the new world war we're in a proxy war with Russia, China, through Ukraine and Iran. And now it's not as the Ukrainians as a proxy for NATO and the U.S. Now the U.S. is a proxy for Israel, for the greater Israel project. So I don't think anybody can deny Trump's going to get us all killed. And he's been totally erratic and half-baked on this whole thing. And the mullahs didn't fall. And so the next move, as I've warned and Joe Kent's warned, will be to escalate.
Who the hell is that? I just got a call from Rob. He said he saw some goblin riding a crocodile lurking around our studio.
I found you, Alex. My crocodile monsters and I are onto you now. There is nowhere left to run. Best damn day of my life!
Yeah, ain't it?
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of the program. I'm your host, Rex Jones. We're going to be taking your calls. I think we're going to do it more towards the end of the hour on the Charlie Kirk stuff because President Trump is live at the White House right now. Let's see if it's breaking news from Unc or if he's just talking about a ballroom.
Airports Authority, Jack Potter. Thank you, Jack. And we've developed a great relationship with them. We're going to make this something special. As well as a member of the Airports Authority Board of Directors, Trent Morse. Thank you, Trent. Thank you very much. Dulles Airport is the primary international gateway to our nation's capital, which is now one of the safest cities in the country. It's one of the hottest cities in the country. We are the hottest country in the world. But our nation's capital has made tremendous improvements in the last year and a half since we got here. Crime is down by 84%. We've removed 8,000, almost 8,000 career-hardened criminals.
All right, we're going to go ahead and come out of this now. This is what I talked about. If he's just talking about a ballroom, nobody cares. Unc, you've got us into a massive regional war that you deny as a war, but also say is a 47-year conflict that might need to last another 20 years in order to make it done. But we also already won because they have no air defense, but they just shot down more of our planes. All right. Okay. All right, we're going to get off Unc. We're going to stay on the real news of the day. All right, I'm going to give a little bit of my analysis on it before I even read the article. I'll just read the headline really quick. I'll get into my thoughts on it. Candace Owens releases never-before-seen footage of individual on rooftop during Charlie Kirk assassination. All right, I have a show, like I said, the Marquee Show. It got me back into all this about a year ago. I started doing a show called Gray Area Talks. Follow it on YouTube. Go back, watch the episodes I did on the Kirk assassination. Because at the time, or immediately following, excuse me, at the time of Candace Owens and the initial Mitch Snow assertions about Fort Hawktua and all this stuff, that's what I call it, not Fort Achuca Waka Blaka Maka Haka. I call it Fort Hawktua because I think it's more memorable. It's like my dad says, the idea of this dude stumbling in and running into 12 colonels, and then Erica Kirk is there, and they're having some sort of like Voldemort Talmudic ritual, is on its face absurd. Now, people hear me say that, and they'll say, well, Rex hasn't watched it. You haven't watched kind of show. I'll tell you what. I watched 5 episodes of it, okay? I watched that entire month. I heard Mitch Snow, I heard her talk about it, I heard it again, the whole thing. And here's the timeline I remember. Mitch Snow claims that 35 years prior to going to Fort Echuca, Waka Blocka Hawker, maybe it's 30 years, whatever, he was a part of some like military border securement mission. And he claimed that during that time, he uncovered like some sort of cartel America connection. And I forget how the story or truth or whatever the hell it is goes, but it didn't pan out well for him. So he leaves and then he goes back to the base 30 or 35 or whatever years later to go get some sort of proof or to go check in with somebody there. I forget what the narrative is. And then he sees the 12 colonels and the Erica Kirk and all the insanity. Why does it have to be so insane to just say there was another guy on the roof that took the shot and Tyler Robinson is an MK Ultra patsy? Obviously, I don't believe Tyler Robinson did the crime. I just don't believe the ballistics. I don't believe the story. It's like my dad says all the time. Like, we're not military men ourselves, but, you know, we're hunters, right? I've been hunting since I was like 8 years old. And I've killed things 308, killed things 30-06, killed things 223, everything you can imagine, right? Deer hunting, you name it, right? Pig hunting, you name it. I'm not going to say that. Okay. I've been on a lot of really fun hunting trips is the point. And I've used, you know, high caliber rifles. And the reality is Charlie Kirk was not a man of steel. You can't, you know, shoot somebody in the neck with a high powered rifle like that and just have, oh, the little like spurts of blood. You don't see it at least like crack out the back of his neck and have a big flower there. That's the reality of what would happen. Right. Like I've hunted and killed large animals. All right. On exotic hunting trips. I know what I'm talking about here. It blows out the other side. So we know on its face it's not true. And let's get that footage up there of the guy. I don't believe that this is Tyler Robinson. My love, that canvas in the area now. I got to find the rifle and retrieve it. I mean, like the AI police fake transcripts. Can we get those up as well? The fake chat. This is a guy going from that side crawl position, whatever it's called, to the military prone style position that you're going to see here where he swings his legs out back and to his left. And he kind of bends the other one. And I've only lied down shooting, you know, like, yeah, you know, a couple dozen times. I've definitely had like Army buddies and Marine buddies show me how to do it. And you're watching someone here that's done it a lot of times, has practiced a lot. Cause, you know, I'm relatively athletic and in decent shape and I can move around and I can get up off the ground really quick. But, you know, it's like shrimping in a jiu-jitsu class. You know, it is a bit difficult to move around like that. And then to say, to add on to all of that, and then to say that this dude, this ninja up there, this shinobi guy, is Tyler Robinson with his granddad's World War II rifle, and he's going to use a screwdriver, screw this sight back in, and then he's going to take the shot and have it perfectly zeroed. That's completely insane. All right? And this is what I said. I had some morons come at me on the internet and go, you don't know what you're talking about. You're not military, not a veteran. A child could take that 200-yard shot. And I agree, a child could. You know, I killed a deer at like 150 yards. You know, last time I went deer hunting last year. Used a 308 to do it, right? And it was a relatively straightforward shot. But it's still relatively difficult to me because I'm an occasional recreational shooter. More so with the handgun now I practice, less so with the rifle. My point being, if you're going up there in the most high-pressure scenario possible, where you are on that roof with a rifle killing the white version of Martin Luther King Jr., I know it's not a one-to-one equivalent. People will get mad at me when I say that, but it's true. This is a guy that is responsible for building more than 1,000 campaign offices around the country with, I believe, tens of thousands of volunteers. Okay? This was now been mutated, I believe. This was the largest organic, genuine, young right organization, young Republican organization. I know that's another term for another thing, but really in the entire United States of America. And Charlie Kirk was its brain. And when you have a ninja get up on the roof and use Naruto running techniques and getting into special forces positions and going prone and taking the shot, it is impossible that that is little Tyler Robinson out there to defend his trans furry lover, Lance Twiggs, who showed up looking like Jeffrey Dahmer at the hearings.
I don't know. I'm Lance Twiggs.
And it's like, dude, your trans girlfriend that you tried to commit murder over showed up to the trial in boy mode. What's up with that? Like, how does that work exactly? I think it's all as fake as a $3 bill. I think Tyler Robinson was drugged and co-opted and used as a patsy, much like, you know, a Lee Harvey Oswald was, perhaps. And, you know, this is just how things are done. Now, with that being said, I don't have all the answers. I just recognize it as a fugazi, right? And people will get mad at us and say, well, Candace Owens has revealed it all. You don't know what Candace Owens knows, and Candace Owens so smart, blah, blah, blah. And then, and I don't have an issue with that, whatever. People can agree, disagree. Everyone has their favorite commentator host. And then people will say that we are censoring or we are controlling ourselves. We are doing something for somebody by not agreeing with her exact positions. And they will say that she is somehow oppressed and hunted, and somehow we are a part of the evil group trying to do that. Here's the thing. Candace Owens is on YouTube. Candace Owens is on iTunes, Apple Podcasts. Okay, we're not. We've advanced since 2017. And I respect her work, and I've respected what she's done over the years, even though I disagree with some things. The fact of the matter is, you don't have to kowtow and submit and kiss the boot of anybody trying to get you to agree with their exact political position. That is a big problem in this country. When you mildly disagree with somebody, and you know, you might be close on like 90% of issues or whatever, but when you're like, hey, that narrative sounds fake to me, I don't agree with that, it is what it is, whatever, you might, as a rational person, be willing to say like, hey, I'll consider all facets of things, I'll do wide spectrum analysis. These people that have this insane parasocial relationship with the person that they watch, in this case, I talk about many of the Candace Owens people that say this stuff about us, you really don't know what you're talking about. You got into politics after COVID happened. I have been doing this since 2009. Okay, it's a bit different, all right? And I'm 23 years old, okay? But I do get a little bit offended when people come for us and act like we haven't done enough, okay? We were completely deplatformed off the internet and then sued and not allowed to defend ourselves in the court of public opinion and in actual court, okay? No operation has gone through more than InfoWars prior, now Alex Jones Network, just my father in general, the entire crew, myself personally. Like, people say, nepotism, you have no idea what we've been through collectively together in this building to stay together. You really don't get it. And to just people out there that say, you have to agree with our exact political position or else we disavow you and consider you the enemy, can't we all find a common ground here? The common ground is that we don't believe the official story. We don't believe Tyler Robinson did the crime. There is no way for a young recreational shooter at best to get up on the roof and magically screw on a site that shouldn't work. All right. He wouldn't have it zeroed. It wouldn't work. People that disagree with me, you've never been to the range. You've never been to the deer stand. I have spent mornings cold, freezing my butt off for 6 hours to shoot at something. Okay. When you go try to kill something, you're very motivated to do it. All right. What is Tyler Robinson's motivation? Defending boy mode, Hulk Hogan, Macho Man, Randy Savage, Lance Twiggs? Are you kidding me? That's fake from day one. And when this happened, I was playing Fortnite on my couch, or actually I was sitting in the recliner. I was playing Fortnite at home. I got a victory royale, and my buddy, my manufacturer, Ryan, comes in and tells me the news. And I think he's messing with me. I'm like, you just stop messing with me, man. That didn't happen. That's not real. He shows me the video. I watched the video like 50 times. Here, pause it. That's key. We got to leave it right there. I watched the video like 50 times, just trying to find a way where maybe he could have still lived. Like, when this happened, I knew that we were on the true demon hell trajectory. And that's what the killing of Charlie Kirk represented. He was the largest anti-war voice in Trump's ear. Go watch what he said about October 7th. Go watch what he said about Israel's nuclear program. Go watch what he said about war with Iran. Go watch all of these things, okay? He's dead for a reason. It didn't just happen on accident because Tyler Robinson wanted to get some strange somehow. Okay. That's not a reality. That's a complete fugazi. And let's not forget George Zinn, who I believe was also there for things like the Oklahoma City affair. Look him up. I want to get this right. I'm a journalist, so I don't want to mess this up. All right. George Zinn, this guy is there with the banana in his pocket, like it's a Looney Tunes cartoon, pulls down his pants and then says, I killed Charlie Kirk. He was hogtied and dragged away by police. He was then later revealed to have child pornography on his cell phone. Does that sound organic to you? That sounds like a very organized distraction to let the real guy get off that roof. And then you insert the footage of Tyler Robinson, or maybe you have him there on dope or something, and then it's all over, right? That's what I don't know what happened. But I know why the official story didn't happen. And I think that's very, very clear at this point. Will you pull up George Zinn really quick? If we can pull him up, just a little bit of history on him, if we can find one of those things. I'm going to read what my dad said. This is what my dad believes. The individual does not look like Tyler Robinson. Totally agree. The rifle is never pulled from his pants. The person in the footage has no limp. Nowhere do we see the shooter assembling the gun on the roof as we were told. That's absolutely correct. This is the key, all right? I want you to go get a comparable rifle, take the scope off, put it back on, and be accurate at 200 yards. Just as a recreational shooter, I want to go see, I can go shoot all the time. Go do it in under 15 seconds, because that's what the guy does on the roof. Go do it in under 15 seconds, use a screwdriver, use a technique, go lie in a prone position. You have to crawl, do in the prone position, and then do it, and then take the shot, and then be accurate. It's not going to happen. It's just not. And you have to be ignorant of ballistics to think that it would. The person in the footage has no limp. The person in the footage moves like an Olympic athlete. They have perfect dexterity, mobility, everything. Moves like a jiu-jitsu competitor, honestly. Nowhere do we see the shooter assembling the gun on the roof as we were told. No recoil is seen. I don't know about that. The footage is, it's far away. He performs military maneuvers 100% with precision, yes, as well as signaling before opening fire. People are saying that there is like a flash signal or a flag. I didn't really see it. I'm not a trained military professional or like law enforcement professional. I don't know really what to look for there, but I'll take people at their word. And everyone's pointing this out. Ian Carroll's pointing it out. A lot of other people are as well. We have this article on AJNLive.com, I believe, and that's Candace Owens releases never-before-seen footage of individual on rooftop. We're going to go ahead and take calls now, and I'll take them into the next segment and into the end of the show. I'm going to read out the number. The number to join, I want to hear about this. I want to hear about what you believe exclusively. If you are a Candace Owens follower, supporter, I want to hear why you think like my view on just like her view of the situation is wrong. Maybe there's something that I missed in your opinion. The number is 512-266-0642. I don't pretend to have all the answers, but I am going to ask all the questions. 512-266-0642. That's 512-266-0642. You can follow me, Rex Jones News, on Twitter as well. I look forward to hearing from more of you really quick. Now, I really like doing the war room because politics and war is like my favorite thing to cover. And the Iran war, I do daily updates on my daily show, Gray Area New American Journal. I do have to give a quick war update while we wait for the calls to come in. And again, the number to call in is 512-266-0642. Trump tells Fox News that he's going to bomb or beat the effing S word out of Iran. We're on radio, so I can't say that. Speaking with Fox News on Wednesday, President Trump reportedly reacted to an overnight Iranian attack on U.S. forces in Jordan by saying, "We're going to beat the effing S-H-I-T out of them."
"We'll be hitting them hard. They're going to get a beating," the president said of the surprise attack on American military members.
And of course, he's referring to the missile attack that was launched yesterday at U.S. bases or U.S. base in Jordan, where I think it was over four Iranian missiles and a number of Shahid drones were used to attack the base. Keep in mind, people like Gavin, Andrew Wilson, who we're having on tomorrow, say that we're not in a war, we're not in a conflict. They ultimately believe the number of American lives lost is arbitrary up to their standard, their threshold, and then it becomes a war. The reality is we have our boys and girls, our American men and women, our family members, our loved ones, our friends, our soldiers, we have them over there in 10 boxes with no air defense, and Hegseth on record lied about that. So, liberal, we love war and death because somehow that means we're the big man on the playground. I don't subscribe to that. We got people on the phones. I'm going to wait a little while longer. I'm going to do one more quick little plug here to close out the segment. I do want you to go to thealexjonesstore.com, and I did an ad where it was kind of like a scroll. Because oftentimes, like, I'll hear Harrison plug certain products. I'll hear my dad plug certain products. The reality of what we do, other people do a show so they can sell you a product, a course, or whatever. We sell a product so that we can do our show, right? It's completely supported by you, completely viewer, listener, funded, backed, everything and more. When you go to thealexjonesstore.com, that means that we get to have this operation. That means I get to come in here and literally I can say whatever I want. No one gives me guidance, direction, besides, of course, like friendly stuff, like my dad and other people here, the crew. Of course, we all work together. But ultimately, We are the controllers of what goes on here purely because you are the controllers of what goes on here. And when you decide that we've done good work, you go to thealexjonesstore.com and you get phenomenal products that you need anyway. The whole idea that we are somehow grifters, which is completely insane and ridiculous, when you can go to Whole Foods, Publix, Brooks Brothers, HEB, you name it, you can go to the supplement aisle and you will see the shelves empty because daily people go there. And over the past 20, 30 years, the supplement industry has massively grown because guess what? They're dietary supplements. For the most part, they're food. Okay? For the most part, they're dietary supplements. What does this mean? For thousands of years, people have been using things like ashwagandha, golden root. For thousands of years, people have used cordyceps, magnesium. For thousands of years, people have used shilajit. Like, this is just the basic stuff, the best stuff, and we have it available for you at phenomenal prices because Bigly, the phenomenal sponsor, is able to get the cost down and pass the savings on to you. And that's not just on the supplement front. That is also on the clothing front. We have phenomenal Patriot t-shirts. I personally love the clothes with the fat tag. Bigly has such a phenomenal lineup of clothes. I like the Nixon line. Got to get more of that. Really got to get myself one of those dress shirts with the classic Betsy Ross flag on it. The gym shorts as well. You need these products already. You might as well get it and spend an extra, you know, like $5-$10 or something if you're buying, you know, apparel, you know, the premium stuff especially, and pass the money off to us so that we can continue to fight the info war. It's really, really, really important. And we often say it, and it's true. My buddies say it because I've given them a bunch of shirts over the years. Wearing these shirts is an adventure. Right. And like, you'll meet people out on the street and you'll make a friend for life and you'll meet like a crazy liberal goblin or something. But it's all in good fun and it's you doing what you want, exercising your First Amendment right. There's a reason why we've always sold graphic tees. I used to work in the warehouse, the Blue Ascension warehouse back in the day. I would restock the shelves of the t-shirts. And it would make me so happy to see our Bill Clinton rape shirts go out. And our Hillary for prison shirts go out because we change the world with those. That's the power of the graphic tee. That's why we have them available to this day and more at thealexjonesstore.com. I guarantee you go look on there. You're going to find an offer that you're just, hey, you're like, I'm spending more somewhere else where I could be getting this product that's superior for less money at thealexjonesstore.com. I mean, that shower head, that shower filter, that's so incredible, so amazing. You guys need high quality water filtration. If you don't have high quality water filtration, you are out of your mind. Water is 70% of your body. It's filled with things like birth control, lead, chlorine, fluoride, you name it. You do not want it. Get things like the AquaPure Ultimate Water Filter shower head. Filters out chlorine and heavy metals, filters out over 94% of lead, over 99% of chlorine. I'm somebody who loves this because I have relatively sensitive skin when it comes to chlorine, especially. I'm completely unvaccinated. I'm not allergic to anything, but chlorine, if I'm in like a pool for way too long, it can make me break out a little bit. This is incredible for reducing chlorine on the record. We can make that claim because we got the best product, got that happy little frog on there, got that little friend. To remind you that you supported the info war, and since you were there for us, our little friend, that frog, is always going to be there for you at thealexjonesstore.com. Just go ahead and get yourself a little frog, buddy. Get yourself an AquaPure Ultimate Water Filter. We also got the tank system as well. We have collectible coins. We have combat equipment. We have so much more available at thealexjonesstore.com. And really the main thing, guys, is you tell friends and family about the show. And you let them know that we're here, that we're not off the internet, that we're not gone. It's so often I meet people and I try not to tell people. I try not to have them find out about who my dad is because sometimes that can be, you know, pretty lame. You want to be your own person, right? But when people find out, the thing that really hurts my heart is they'll say, oh, like I miss when he was on air. I miss when he was doing his show. We're live literally all day, every single day, Monday through Sunday, the entire week long. At AJN, at Real Alex Jones. We're trying to get more hosts, trying to do a whole network here. They're being really, really gracious by giving me this network time. If you want to see us succeed and move forward in the future, we only do it one way. We only do it one way, and that's by remaining loyal to you, the viewers and listeners, and just counting on that support because you've been there for us literally my entire life. And from the bottom of my heart, I thank you. I literally remember when we did this out of a pet store. Okay. My dad had a giant fish named Oscar, lived in a giant green tank. All right. Like we've come a really, really long way and they tried to shatter us. They tried to destroy us. They tried to chop my father's legs off. And you, the powerful viewers, listeners, the real crew behind the scenes as well. All of us together, we are all collectively a part of the crew, the Grand Fleet, okay, the InfoWarrior Fleet. You guys have made it possible by supporting us throughout the years, and the Onion people and the Bloomberg people and the Democrat people, they could never even hope to understand or explain that type of love. It's completely alien to their entire worldview. And you are all American patriots for being a part of the InfoWar, which is our fight together to have a pro-humanity future. That is what our children deserve. That is what our society deserves. That is what America deserves. And that is what the Alex Jones Network, formerly known as InfoWars, will always represent, no matter what they do to it. I'll see you on the other side, and I'll take your calls after the break.
Let's add some personality to this frog. Little red right here for some lipstick. Just a few gentle strokes. There we go. A perfect little touch.
Ahoy, matey. Claim America's 250th limited edition silver coin. One troy ounce of 999 fine silver, forged to honor 250 years of liberty. Grab your treasure now and help keep us in the fight.
Visit the AlexJonesStore.com today!
We have to fight for our sovereignty. We have to fight to protect, again, what God gave us, which, I mean, our health is one of the biggest things. We're all, at this point, middle-aged. We're trying to have families. And I think with the transhumanist agenda, there is a little bit of a psyop afoot.
Well, oh, I've said that. Well, the other day when I had you guys coming on, I said, we're doing something about what we can take control of. And then the last few years, Joe Rogan, one time at dinner, goes, about 3 years ago, you're fat, you're your own enemy. He does that to guests. It was like Theo Vaughn, too. Get off that Prozac, you idiot. And people were mad at him. That's tough love Joe does. And he's there with Sean Johnson, the Navy SEAL guy that I'd known for years, wasn't really friends. Sean goes, fine, I'll train you. I'll meet you every morning. And I said, all right, let's do it. And then I lost like 70 pounds, and I kind of halfway cut back and gained back 10. But now I'm back to where I was. I'm going to go even lower. But the whole point is that Joe goes, you know, you're your own worst enemy. You think the global's going to kill you. You're killing yourself. And so that's where Masterpiece comes in. That's where doing all this comes in. I mean, this is real, folks. Methylene blue works. Bovine colostrum works. This, getmasterpiece.com. The Masterpiece is unbelievable.
We are at a crossroads with the survival of the human species. And the people that have all the resources and all have spelled that out very clearly to us. And the things that they are putting inside of our body to complete that, mission. You got to get out. The fact of the matter is, zeolite, which is one of the main ingredients of Masterpiece, has been proven in all ways to remove every toxin that it's looked at grabbing. It performs. That's why it's called the Master Binder.
But yours is different.
It's completely different.
Because it doesn't just pull stuff. It brings in the key sea minerals.
Yes, absolutely. So any way that you would actually test Masterpiece out, which would be like its pH, its molecular composition, its molecular ratio, if it's isotonic and whatnot, it is identical to blood plasma. You're talking about marine plasma, sea plasma, minerals. It is the same molecular composition of as your blood profile. And so why does that matter? Blood is life. When you are grabbing the problem with our bodies, with the toxins in there, which is disrupting how our bodies perform on every level, it's literally made our bodies mineral deficient. Toxins take the place of minerals. So when the Masterpiece is carrying in minerals, when it takes a toxin, it's giving the perfect minerals right there at that time. That's why everyone that looks at the testing, whether it's our hair tissue mineral analysis practitioners, our blood testers, which we've done three different independent third-party labs doing different blood testing, they've never seen results like
that. Yeah, so regular zeolite just pulls out bad stuff. It doesn't replace it. This is zeolite with a good thing, pulls out bad, it goes bloop, good.
Yeah. Our bodies are magical if you get the poisons out.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
Days,
weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. Sweet dreams are
made of these. We're coming back in the final segment of today's show, the Alex Jones Show, hosted by me, Rex Jones, but my middle name is Alex Jones. So, Rex Alexander Jones hosting the Alex Jones Show here today. I want to round off today by further discussing the new footage of the apparent Charlie Kirk ninja assassin, who I do not believe for a second is Tyler Robinson. We've got callers on the board. I do want to get to all y'all. I really appreciate everyone holding. We've got Trump taking questions from reporters. Can we play some of that for a few minutes, please?
Looking into each other at an airport, but would planes come too close? Would planes, in the case of the helicopter hit, they hit the helicopter, hits the plane.
Okay.
We are working on air traffic control.
All right. All right. We've had enough of that. Let's just go ahead and get on the phone lines here. I want to talk to Sean in California. Sean, you're on the air.
Hey, Rex, am I coming in loud and clear for you today?
Yeah, you sound good.
Great. Good to talk to you again. So maybe it's my pattern recognition, being former member of the military. Maybe it's just something that I see all the time. But, Rex, do you remember back years ago, Mike Lindell had his cyber expo, and Monkey Works had a poison pill and all that voter integrity material that was put out, right?
I don't remember that.
Okay, well, Alex explained that there's always somebody who puts out a poison pill and you have 95% good information and the 5% bad information that jacks everything up. I think for Candace Owens, that guy that you're talking about, because I was streaming and watching when Charlie got hit and Alex and Harrison were being informed of it. I mean, I've never seen, Alex and Harrison look so crestfallen as at that moment. And, it's a very real murder, but this guy from Fort Huachuca, on his end, I think he was the poison pill to try to discredit Candace, just like other people tried to discredit the Vegas shooting when the Vegas massacre happened.
Totally.
And just other things. If people focus like a sniper on only one thing, you can unravel stuff. Alex did that when he exposed Patel and everyone not wanting to explore foreign interests. But Candace's approach was a shotgun approach, which it's kind of scatterbrained, but then you take the evidence off the board. It's very sloppy, though, because that's how you pick up a poison pill. So it kind of shows the experience
right.
Alex has at picking at this stuff. And Candace, I think this is the first time she's really gone in depth on something like this besides the stuff with Macron. So I give her a little bit of grace because I'll watch her stuff after you guys as I stream you guys all day long.
Sure.
And you guys are both, like, hitting some home runs and some RBIs. And it's just, every now and then she's hitting a foul ball. But, she realizes where it is and she adjusts. And same has come for you. You guys now have looked at this footage. It's clearly not the suspect. And I kind of wonder how this Zen guy, he's been arrested for, the stuff on his computer supposedly or his phone. Well, has he been arraigned, booked, and is he awaiting trial? That's the question.
Excellent.
They always arrest these people to disappear them. That's another part of the pattern. So you guys are both of you are young. You're bright. I think you guys should be collaborating, like you, Ian, Harrison, and Candace, because even Harrison was the one who broke the news about Charlie worrying about his well-being. And I think, that collaboration, a roundtable, would be very good. And I would kind of, keep the Epstein apologist, Gavin, far away from that. Just because I'm old enough to remember when Epstein started this nonsense and Alex was breaking these
right.
things. We have decades.
Well, let's talk about that for a second.
Let's
talk about that for a second. We have a little bit more time. We can do another, like, one, 2 minutes. Here's the thing. It is functionally and factually insane to say that Jeffrey Epstein is just, a guy that diddled a 17-year-old or a 16-year-old a couple of times. This guy is like the most notorious pedophile on earth. Every single file released about him is heavily redacted. And the example I give all the time is it's like you got a dead body with a tarp over it and the foot sticking out. And it's like, oh, no, we can't look under the tarp. You're a cop. And you're like, well, I'm going to look under the tarp. That's exactly what's happened here. Absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. And I think Epstein apologetics is just truly, it boggles the mind. I'm going to talk to Andrew Wilson about that tomorrow. But staying on the Charlie Kirk thing, staying on the footage, as a military guy, just as a guy who's had some experience with rifles, with guns in general, it's basically impossible for him in that 10-second period of time to be screwing a scope back on, having it perfectly zeroed, and doing all that. It just doesn't make any logical sense, does it?
I can completely agree with that. And I'm going to be honest. I was a pizza box, a marksman in the Marine Corps, which means for me, I struggle to shoot. I'm more athletic, though, than Tyler Robinson was. I have my own little sports entertainment background and stuff. I would not have been able to pull off that shot that quick and have been built like him. And
right.
This guy was moving tactically. And I've broken down when we put up tents and things in the field and stuff. And I've also worked on putting up stages, you know, for indie wrestling. You break stuff down. We were not moving as quick as those people at Turning Point breaking that stage down, which makes me wonder why were they in a hurry when your priority.
That is such a great point. It was all demolished in under 3 days. They covered over the concrete and did all that. And that what you're talking about on the marksman level on that front, that's exactly what I thought of because I put myself in his shoes and I know I couldn't make that shot.
Well, I do security. Your priority is the safety of the victim and the safety of everybody around you. Nobody was drawing the, you know, return fire. Nobody was trying to tell people, get down, get down, get down. It was just a total cluster. And it's like Alex said with 9/11, there were too many firsts. Jesse Ventura said that too. And this incident with Charlie, too many firsts. And that goes to pattern recognition. Who's known for doing sloppy hits? And if you, you know, explore, there are some connections that are now coming up between this incident and the Epstein crowd. And I think that's why people are trying to bury the Epstein stuff. They don't want to see that it's a certain group of shot callers from a certain place under a certain foreign prime minister that go all the way back to 9/11.
That damn blue and white Chinese flag, man. Those blue and white Chi-coms with that blue and white Chinese flag, man. Really grinds my gears. All right. Thank you, Sean. Really appreciate the call. Let's go to Dean in California. Dean, you're on the air.
Hey, Rex.
How are you doing?
I just wanted, you know what? I'm doing excellent, amazing, and incredible, as most always, with a few exceptions. Some of them problems of my own making, but very, very few.
I love that.
I'm living in America, hiding in America, and I wanted to congratulate you on your show. I think you're doing an amazing job at InfoWars, and I've been a supporter for a few years and buying product. And I do appreciate it. But at the same time, I'm living in Cala Unicornia, the nation state of disaster, under the tyrannical dictatorship of the great, gruesome, grimy, greasy Gavin Newsom-Mulaney.
Yes.
And he is a corrupt politician to no means. There is no doubt about it. And I worked in the media for decades. I have 4 Emmy Awards, 9 nominations, 2 NAB Awards, and Iris Award from NatPe, as well as many other accolades for my journalism as a photojournalist in network and regional news. And by the way, I hear you're looking for staff members. I'm interested, and I'm in California. Maybe we could set up a bureau. I'm very technically capable. But for that, perhaps maybe one of your people might get my information. It's already in your system. But for that, I wanted to make an announcement regarding the Patsy that was up on top of the roof firing off rounds and pretending to know what they're doing. And the whole thing seems like a big sham. And I'm also concerned about our dear president. It seems like our movement has been shifted. And at the same time, it's very concerning. I'm curious to find out how we're going to manage to make this a better place and make America great again. But for that, I also saw Dr. Grouchy Fauci this morning. And my goodness, I guess science does plead the fifth, doesn't it? So I'm very disappointed in that. And also the Epstein files.
All right, but really quick. So we only have a little bit of time because I got people on the board. What's your view on the Kirk assassination? A little bit more in depth.
You know, it seems very odd, doesn't it? Because the nature of the projectile and the way it was, you know, dispersed within the person and also the nature of the after effects are all still very curious. There's no real great answers that are becoming apparent. And this is all absurd. And I've never seen, again, the results of evil show up so apparently in all of my 56 plus years on the planet Earth. I have never experienced evil like I have seen it in the last number of decades. It's completely outrageous.
Totally agree. Phenomenal call. Thank you. Let's go to Chad in Minnesota. Chad, you're on the air.
Hey, Rex. Quick testimonial on some product, methylene blue, the methylene red, BHB salts, and also that masterpiece that your dad is working with as well.
Right.
Phenomenal. I've been doing 72-hour fasts, and it's getting me through all 3 of those products. So anybody doing it, man, awesome combo. Works terrifically. It's good stuff. Yeah, I'm there with you. I watched the video over and over and over of the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Never once believed the the official narrative. Still don't to this day. I don't even know if that video that came out. I'm it looks like it's probably legit, but who knows? All I know is this: Kash Patel didn't allow. It's on record that he did not allow any investigation into foreign ties with this. That was broke on your dad's show.
Right.
And again, here we are with intelligence, the CIA, the FBI. We are stuck in an area that we can't get out of this line. And the only thing they do really well is lie and cover up. And it's just to a point where it's like, if we just take this as a whole picture, are any of us on the same page? Really? I mean, there's a group of us. There's, you know, we watch this show. Everybody listens to this and that. But it's like, we don't get the truth. So when we have to piece it together. And you guys are doing a phenomenal job piecing things together and being patient about it and not jumping to conclusions.
Yes.
But yet we still have this problem with the CIA, the intelligence. What did Mike Pompeo say? Oh, we just lie, cheat, and steal. I was the director of the CIA. We just lie, cheat, and steal. Do we know who killed JFK officially? Do we know who killed RFK officially? Do we know who killed Martin Luther King officially? Do we know what's going on with the
Hold on. The reason why we still don't know, even after everyone that could be implicated is long dead, is simple. Because they're not protecting the people. They're protecting the thing. Do you understand?
I totally understand.
That's what all this is.
We are in a place where we cannot. We are now the William. I believe it was William. I forget his name. He was part of the CIA, and he said, "We will know our." And I'm paraphrasing, but we will know our program is complete when the American people, everything the American people believe, is a lie. And that's where we sit because we're not. Do we know what happened with COVID?
Hold on. Find the quote. Really quick. I'm going to let you talk for another 3 minutes here. This is a phenomenal call. Really appreciate you, Chad, in Minnesota. Really quick. Who does that quote come from? What's the quote again? Give that out. That's powerful.
I think William. I'm getting it mixed up with William Colby, but he was one of the directors of the CIA. And it comes down to. We just keep playing the same thing. We're it's insanity. We talk about it. Everybody's talking about it. Insanity. We're just doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. When we know we all have to be JFK and splinter the CIA into 1,000 pieces, meaning as an entire group of individuals, not just one president that, oh, now all of a sudden I got to be careful because I'm going after the CIA. I'm going to get assassinated, whether that's character assassination, lawfare, or actual ultimately death. And we are
The thing is, it's life is not worth living under these people. Even if someone has been co-opted into a system, like people in the government have to leave, they have to reject it now. People implicated have to leave, they have to reject it now. That's the reality. Thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. Let's go to Tony in New Jersey. Tony, you're on the air.
Rex, how you doing, buddy?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. I want to preface what I'm going to say by saying that I've been proven wrong by your gang and your father in particular multiple times, but I'm not seeing this one. And again, you know, there's been a million times I said I'm not seeing it, and then a month later I find out he was right again. But I'm trying to figure out how a guy like Jack Posobiec, who is very tight with Charlie, doesn't have a problem calling out conspiracy stuff. Is he in on this? What's the deal there? You know, how many people, and not only that, but you know, who benefits? I understand the Israel angle. I don't think that video shows as much as Candace is trying to make it out to show. That's one little grainy kind of, blippy clip. And you know, I don't see any military maneuvers. I see a guy running and hitting the deck.
I disagree on that front because here's the thing. Like, do you often go shoot with a rifle or go hunting? Because I know you're from the Garden State, so perhaps you maybe do.
I'm a 27 year military vet. Iraq, Afghanistan, you name it.
There you go. Like, how do you feel about the prospect of someone like Tyler Robinson, a recreational shooter, being able to screw that scope in and take that shot in under, 15 seconds, if that is him on the video?
The way optics are attached these days, it's not that hard, and if you pre-zero something, I'm not saying I'm certain of it. All I'm saying is it's not like, he was bolting a scope to a Mannlicher Carcano.
It's an old rifle. It's an old rifle, right? Like, what was the rifle apparently used? Can we pull that up, crew, really quick?
It was a Mauser.
Mauser. It was an old rifle that he used. If he's going to be applying a screwdriver, and then it's very apparent he's got a bag, like the rifle is not in his leg. And they said, here's my thing. The people in the courtroom, I interviewed, two young women that were there as citizen journalists to cover the thing, and they saw the same video that, I think Benny Johnson and others came out, and they said they could see the face of the guy, they could see him do it, and it's incontrovertible truth. If this is the same video, the truth is more on the side of Candace and her questioning than it is on the side of the official story. And that's just kind of what I believe, personally. But I don't know. It's a thing as to where I think it's just you're killing Charlie Kirk because you want to take him out as the brain of TPUSA and you want to be able to use that for your own purposes. It's so hard for me to believe that some crazy rando just decided to get up on a roof and do like a Martin Luther King Jr. style assassination.
Hey, look, if they're crazy enough to be a tranny, they're crazy enough to do anything. But the point.
But that, was he trans? Because he came to the courthouse looking like Chuck Norris.
He was dating one. I mean, and that's just as crazy if you ask me. But that beach his own, I guess. But end of the day, it just seems like of all the slam dunks that have been out there, and I know that they would want to provide whatever evidence they could to make it look good if that was the goal. I think there's people out there that aren't slow. Jack was the Pizzagate guy, and I know he's been on the show a million times. He's a good, solid guy. And for him to come out and say, absolutely not, this is open and shut and leave it there. I mean, he could be threatened. There's a million, like I said.
I don't believe that. It's easier to be wrong and to be wrong with everyone else that's wrong because everyone else that's wrong is in power, right? He wants to go to Mar-a-Lago. Like, we're not interested in that. We don't care. That's the difference.
No, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. I know how tight he was with Charlie.
Sure,
and,
absolutely. Very, very true. Very good point. I appreciate the call. Thank you, Tony. We'll talk soon. Let's go to Joel in California. Joel, you're on the air.
Hey, Rex. How you doing? Long time listener. First time caller.
Thank you. It's an honor you called in and talked to me.
Yeah, I did. Nice to hear you. Hey, so basically, I don't understand why everyone always brings up Candace Owens and they try to fade from the topic at hand, man. Make sure you keep them at hand. I love that about your pops. But anyway,
what do you mean?
I'm a Charlie Kirk. Yeah, how he keeps people on task and all these other people, they're talking about all kind of other stuff.
What is that? That doesn't mean what other stuff?
Charlie Kirk.
Like, define what you're saying here because it's an accusation. Like, it's not a friendly little remark. Go ahead.
Let me talk about Charlie Kirk.
What have we done that you disagree with?
Right in front, there's a guy, a military-looking guy that's right in front with a little handheld pistol. You can totally see it. Right when the gunshot goes off, you can see his whole hand move. And as soon as certain people started talking about that, that's when they got crazy attacked, especially that guy Jason from Wham, I think it is. He showed it. He showed the little handheld gun and everything. Yeah, there's a guy. That
okay, we'll look into that. Crew, can you try to find the example that he's giving here? We'll try to pull that up. Here's the thing. I introed this entire segment by talking about how if you have something that you don't agree with someone on, if you agree with 90% of what they say and you're not with them on the 10%, then you're an enemy agent that's controlled. That's literally what you just said about us. I don't appreciate it. No one's trying to keep everyone on task or trying to do anything here. You realize people can just disagree with you, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, don't be so arrogant.
They talk about, like you said, to bring up something about Charlie Kirk. There are a couple of other callers talking about some stuff that isn't about Charlie Kirk. But anyway, I just wanted to say that there's a guy right there. Nobody ever talks about that. All they talk about is showing the, what's his name, running across the roof.
Uh-huh.
But they're deflecting when the shot was definitely a smaller caliber coming right straight from close up.
I do agree that it definitely looks like a smaller caliber, 100%. Mm-hmm. And I do agree mm-hmm. that there is high potential that it could have come from the crowd. I don't know truly what we're looking yeah. at here yet, but we have to examine all possibilities. And by saying, you're saying this is what definitely happened, must happen. I disagree with that assertion. It's one of many possibilities. Thank you for the call. We'll go ahead and take the next call. Charlie Kirk opinion.
Hello?
You got an opinion on the Charlie Kirk case?
No, I've got an opinion on you and your dad.
Okay.
Yeah, your dad calling the president a bitch and calling him buddy was just over the line. You can't do that to the president of the United States. And you and your dad just dragging down our president is just a totally wrong
thing. He's dragging down our country. He's taking us to war. Americans are dead in the Middle East.
No. We've got a possibility. You don't know what the information that he
I do. 18 Americans dead. You support that. You support 18 Americans murdered for Netanyahu.
Our president has. Our president has much more information than any of us. Right? You've got all the information. You've got all the Pentagon, all the CIA.
Yes, the worship. The worship everybody. Of the president. Heil the Fuhrer. Can he ever do wrong or be wrong? Can he ever make a mistake? Can he ever kill innocents?
And you've got all the information, right?
I know that we blew up the school. I know that 18 Americans are dead. I know that half our standoff munitions are gone. Those are facts.
Saying that our president should be a 25th Amendment, that is ridiculous. You guys are terrible.
He's fighting a war for another power. We've been co-opted and taken over.
You've got something really wrong inside of your head.
You notice how you're not responding to my points? You're just calling me crazy? How did Israel take us to war?
5 years, your dad has been playing that air raid siren, saying that we're in World War III. He just wanted that to happen.
We were wrong about Trump. Trump came in and promised peace and gave us war. We made no mistake on principle.
We're not wrong about Trump at all. He is doing so much, and you guys have no idea what he's doing. You guys never delve into the really wonderful things
Tell
that
us.
Is happening.
Tell us about the Fuhrer. What has he done? The dear leader.
Other things that are being broken and stopped and all the people who are trying to stop him. But, you know, the NSA has cleared out like 30, 50 people, which were spies that hated us. The Pentagon itself has so many people which are left wing, and they're trying to say, well, this can never happen. We can never do this. And the Pentagon saying, well, get the hell out of here. You know, the changing America, the fabric of our nation's institutions is being happening.
Do you understand that we're about to be in a world war because of your blind support and others' blind support for a president that lied about everything he promised to do and then tried to kill Americans for Netanyahu?
We're in a world war. I mean, you've got Iranians which will bomb you just because you looked at them.
Iran's never attacked the U.S. Iran gave us help after 9/11. They sent us aid. They were the first country to do so. Look it up. It's a fact. They never did anything to me.
I don't care. They're Muslims. They're totally a Muslim nation. They are going to destroy their own people if they don't toe the line.
So we got to, you don't care about them, but we got to save them? What?
America is the greater Satan for the last 30, 40, 50 years. They have been calling us Satan and trying to destroy their whole...
All right, Heil Trump, Heil the dear leader, Heil the Fuhrer, drop the call. Really appreciate that, Anonymous. Be brave enough to give us your name when you call in. It's very lucky that I took your call. Wow, it's a 47-year war. That's not a war. That's going to last another 20 years, but don't worry. We obliterated them. They have no munitions. Oh, wait, we have no munitions. Everything's depleted. You just witnessed complete neocon insanity and a phenomenal four-hour show. I'll be in the chair tomorrow. Joe Kent, Andrew Wilson double feature. Stay tuned. Rex Jones News with the Z on Twitter, Instagram, Rex Jones News. Follow me there.
my fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts. Go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when. Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink's, been very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A. by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Online merchants, this is the place for you. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.